mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to another global live transmission of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. It is already the 17th day of May 2018 on this Thursday global broadcast. And then in 4 hours, The War Room with Owen Schroyer and, of course, Roger Stone's coming up. David Knight was on right before me with The Real News, doing a great job. This only happens every once in a while. I looked at a bunch of the news this morning, and it made my head start physically spinning. We've all heard that term that makes your head spin. I remember being like a kid and hearing Grandpa just had a heart attack and might die, and your head would kind of spin. And I'm looking at all this, and it's just crazy. And the fact that the Republican leadership is so insulated and doesn't even realize what's happening, and that's the good Republican leadership, not the blue bloods, is a big problem. We have to go take over public events legally and lawfully. Like we said, Bill Clinton's a rapist. We have to take him over and say, web censorship is happening now. Conservative speech is being banned and suppressed now because it's gone from restrictive to choking everywhere. We still have a voice because we're on hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of TV stations. But Google has totally delisted InfoWars and everybody else. Facebook is blocking engagement just in the last month. They already cut it in half. And so what was left of that 50%, they just restricted that 80%. So we had 10 million likes on our Facebook pages that we built, that we promoted, that we gave value to Facebook, and now they just come in and don't let anybody visit it. So a lot of conservatives are just rolling over and saying, we suddenly like liberals, so that they get promoted, but then no one likes them. So you take these middle-of-the-road fake conservatives like Ben Shapiro, you go to his website, almost every comment hates him. But he doesn't care because he's not going to be blocked because he's going to be a Benedict Arnold like Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was told about this plan 3.5 years ago. That's when he rolled on everybody and became this anti-Trump globalist. But that destroyed him anyways. He'd have been in better position sticking to what was right, but he sold out. And it's the same thing, but the draconian mega massive censorship is here. You've got to physically share newswars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. You've got to physically share the articles and the videos, or they're not going to get out. And we're still chugging along. But the 2018 elections are here, and Trump's got a problem. In fact, that should be the name of this whole broadcast today. Trump's got a big problem. And when we come back, I'm going to get into Trump's big problem and my message to the president. Because, yeah, U.S. satisfaction level highest since before the 2016 election for Trump. Leakers to the New York Times confirm FBI ran spy operation against Trump campaign. Where'd you hear about that first? Right here. That's why they hate us. Trump distanced himself from White House saboteur Bolton. That's what it is. Libya's model plan for North Korea scales back military drill. Bolton's in there saying, we're going to do what we did in Libya. We're going to follow that plan, which is a total, not even code word, to North Korea. That's what North Korea is worried about, is they give up the nukes, do what the West says, like Gaddafi did. He gave up just his WMDs. He'll be taken out. So why is Bolton in there doing it? Why did Trump think if he brought in a chief neocon, he would actually do what Trump wanted? These people have no respect for the country, whether they be left-wing or right-wing. These establishment people are a plague. Speaking of a plague, CNN, you know, has been caught taking billions of dollars over the years from foreign Gulf state dictators to push their Islamic agenda in America. And now they've got a disgusting report out we're going to cover where they tell everyone how to submit to Ramadan. It's disgusting. So it's all coming up on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. We are the tip of the spear. We are the resistance.
Yeah.
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is going to be with us in studio for 2 hours. An amazing political mind, not just a spiritual brain. And he's grew up in South Africa, has seen the scourges of socialism and the scourges of globalism. He'll be breaking down from his expert perspective where the world is currently. He, of course, first warned in the middle of last year that he'd been told by members of Congress that there was an open plan to try to remove the president extrajudicially, even outside of something like impeachment. And the media said, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not true. And a few months later, they then went on CNN. The former head of the CIA and the former head of the Office of National Intelligence, Brennan, and of course, others, and said, oh, we're going to remove him by the end of the year, but not by impeachment. So exactly what Pastor Brown said, who of course been part of the prayer meetings with the president at the White House and more, but I've been watching him for years when I can catch him on cable and online. And so we're going to discuss the massive censorship, the globalism, the one world government, the mark of the beast that China has now announced and is rolling out. We're going to cover the waterfront with him coming up. And the reason Christians are under attack is we don't plug into their one world government, one world religion stuff that this new pope is pushing. And of course, the word is now, even out of the major Italian papers, the pope may resign at any time because his deputy head has been indicted and is in a secret trial in Australia for trafficking over 100 little boys, reportedly. Talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing. We're going to be looking at all of this coming up today. Now, Trump's got a big problem. He's been delivering on what he said he would do. He's overall been doing a great job, but he's just a man and he's surrounded by the swamp and he's having to governmentally pull from people in the governing class when 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7 levels deep, they are either neocon globalist or leftist globalist. And we see example after example of this now, where Trump has openly come out against Bolton, his new national security advisor, because he keeps saying we need to go with the Libya model with North Korea, which is the clear signal we're going to overthrow and change your regime, show the strategy of tension continues, and so North Korea doesn't give up its nukes and then reunify with the South and become industrialized and come out of that nightmare system at least partially. In fact, here's a clip of Bolton. He's been running around continually parroting this.
I think we're looking at the Libya model of 2003, 2004. We're also looking at what North Korea itself has committed to previously. And most importantly, I think going back over a quarter of a century to the 1992 joint North-South denuclearization agreement, where North Korea committed to give up nuclear weapons and committed to give up uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing. Now, we've got other issues to discuss as well. There are ballistic missile programs, there are biological and chemical weapons programs, there are keeping of American hostages, the abduction of innocent Japanese and South Korean citizens over the years. So there's a lot to talk about.
And Trump is going to talk about that, but by saying the Libya model, days after they say we don't want the Libya model, word for word, is beyond code word saying, oh, you can't trust us. I elected Trump. I did not elect Mr. Bolton, but we will continue to look at that. But what's the big problem Trump's got? He's got people like Bolton, but then he's got leakers. The New York Times now reports have confirmed that the FBI ran spy operations against the Trump campaign. Gee, the New York Times on the 20th of January, 2017 said that as its banner headline. We pointed that out even previously. So they went, oh, Trump gets it that he spied on from Alex Jones. And I'd love it if I had that much influence, but that's not the case. They just make that up. So again, this is beyond Watergate, the president's own words. But what's his real problem? His real problem is Zuckerberg and Tim Cook at Apple and Bezos at Amazon and the folks over at Alphabet that runs Google Their old logo was, their old maxim was, don't be evil. How about don't be Google? Google has broken their algorithm on purpose. It is now a worthless search engine. Bing is like the old Google. It actually works, even though that's Microsoft. And Microsoft isn't good. It's that they actually want to take away Google's dominance, 93% of global web searches. But for all intents and purposes, Google is gone. Google is dead. So even things like StartPage and things that are great, folks, and give you web browsing protection, interface with Google and other systems, and it's totally broken. When it comes to medical news, you name it, anti-gun news, you name it, it force feeds garbage. And we have the documents. We have the internal documents where their job is to, quote, silence people like Alex Jones. It's outrageous. And Trump can still go on Fox News. But that is a aging and smaller audience. His real power, where there were hundreds of viral videos a week with tens of millions of views. We had videos with 37 million views, 40 million views, 50 million views that were just deleted after the election. No reason given. They were all pro-Trump. And then they started ratcheting down, 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 down to nothing. To where it's you have to be on our pages to even see our material. And the president has been warned about this. He's made some statements about it. But we have serious antitrust issues. We have serious racketeering issues. We have serious anti-free speech collusion. And they're targeting Christians, conservatives, libertarians, nationalists. Listen, in the same week, Apple and Google removed on their calendars Easter and other Christian holidays, and then on those days did doodles about atheist and communist. You know, the doodle at the top of the page. And they said, no, we removed Christian stuff on purpose. But then I have CNN promoting Ramadan yesterday. Coming up, I'm going to break it down with a slideshow about how to behave during Ramadan and how and the etiquette you should have with the Islamification of everything under Ramadan. And of course, they're famously been paid billions of dollars by Arab Gulf dictatorship states. And of course, Amber Lyon was the first award-winning journalist 6 years ago in 2012 to expose it. CNN journalist, mainstream media takes money from foreign dictators to run flattering propaganda. That's right. They are total fake news. They take money from George Soros. CNN does to say he was not a Nazi collaborator when he 100% was and admitted it on 60 Minutes and wrote a book about it. It is just incredible next level fake news. So Trump's problem is for 2018 and beyond, he's having his legs cut out from under him. And he has a responsibility to go up against those attacking our free speech. He's starting to do some of it, saying, hey, China's manipulating our news. It's a big problem. China's taking over our universities. It's a problem. Hey, Hollywood's getting bought by China. It's a problem. It's beyond that. And we need Congress to move on this now. They've started to, but the Republicans are so ignorant, like the Democrats during the Diamond and Silk hearing, that they just don't get what's happening. Now, we're going to go to break and come back with the incredible leakers inside the White House, the also the leaks coming out confirming that the FBI under Obama and Hillary was spying on Trump beyond Watergate. There is so much coming up. We're going to break right now. Please remember that it's your financial support of this operation that allows us to be up on the satellites, that allows us to be reaching more people. And that's where we're exploding, is on TV and radio, the only area they're not able to suppress us. But it costs a lot of money to put this out and to build these studios and to try to hire these people. I don't want them to make us contract. I want to expand. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com. X2, our great good halogen, is back in stock, 25% off. Also, we've got The Killing of Uncle Sam, the new book, on pre-sale by the pastor that's about to join us. That starts shipping out in about a week and a half. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And all the fluoride-free, high-quality toothpaste is 50% off as well.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I've read the book. It's amazing. He sent us 500 free ones, but I ordered a couple thousand more that are coming in next week. It doesn't officially ship out until, what, the 24th? But it's The Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America. You've got to read this. This is what the globalists are trying to do. This is a true next-level Paul Revere warning. And he wrote it with a bunch of former top CIA people who helped advise him on it. It really is amazing. He's in even more intense in person. I just was hanging out with him for about 3 minutes during the break. So that's coming up with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, and Paul L. Williams also co-wrote the book. But he'll be with us in studio for 2 hours. And he wanted to come here. And I was like, sure, I'm flattered. But then he told me why. He said that he basically, well, he'll tell you once he gets on air what God told him about what InfoWars is going to do. And, you know, I can feel that. I can see that as well. But also the great work he does reaching hundreds of millions of people just over international television and traveling all over the world. And more I realize we're going to put this network up and go basically 24 hours a day around the world. But that more and more it's going to be on the ground reporting with correspondents all over the planet. That's really my vision. And I hadn't really even told him that it wasn't even for the United States, but that I wanted later to turn on satellites all over the world, which will cost a lot of money. And that's the thing. I just did a 30-second plug last segment about some of the products. If I don't plug more, we won't bring the money in because they banned us off Google Ads. They're banning us off every platform. I don't even want to say the stuff they're doing behind the scenes because, I mean, I'm not a victim. But I know this. Draconian harassment of major sporting goods stores, churches. It's not just us. It's everybody. We have a voice, so you're getting to hear about it. This is really draconian, and it's going on despite the fact Trump's in office. You know, it's come out in the news. The IRS is still persecuting Christians and 501c3s and not letting veterans groups and others get their tax exemption. People say, well, Trump better stop it. They won't even put his signs up, his picture at the VA. They have to send congressmen in. There's video of this. After he's been in office over a year to say, put the president's picture up. And they put the president's picture up, and a day later, it's gone, and Obama's back up there. There is total rebellion in this country by the globalists, by the Democrats, and the giant hordes of illegal aliens they're bringing in. This is the attempted takedown of this country. And I'm just here raising the alarm because I want to come on air and be calm about all this, but it is incredibly intense what's going on. And then I see all these traitor conservatives and mainline churches. They won't say a word about what's going on out in the real world. A lot of these churches think if they just shut up, they'll be left alone. Well, now the Methodist churches are pulling the crosses out. In Europe, mainline churches are pulling their crosses out and saying, we have Muslim Ramadan in the churches now. We're being overrun. We're being overtaken. We're being captured. This is a world war against humanity. This is a total culture war, a total complete takeover. And now I'm ranting. Let me get back into the news here. There's so much I want to get to. Next segment, I'm going to do the whole Ramadan thing because wait till you see this. It's just par for the course. But before I go any further, let's just get into this little piece of news. Leakers confirm to the New York Times that FBI ran spy operation against Trump campaign. Well, we've known it was Samantha Powers and Barack Obama that ran that. We know from the FISA court. We know what they filled out. They were so arrogant when he was president-elect. They said, oh, we've been spying on him. We've got the proof of all the bad things he's done. And Trump went, really? That's illegal to do that and to say you're doing it because that's a leak. They went, oh, we actually never said that in early 2017. And now Comey and Mueller and all of them have testified before Congress and said, we were not surveilling the president or anybody in Trump Tower or anybody in his campaign, because that'd be campaign meddling by the Democratic Party. But they did do it, and now it's all coming out, and Rosenstein will not give Congress any of the documents for the House Oversight Committee or the House Intelligence Committee when they're co-equal with the executive. But the executive is saying, release it. The president's saying, release it to Congress with their intelligence clearances. And they're saying, no, we can't show it. And Mueller saying, no, 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 because we know what it is. It was in the New York Times in late November and December 2016. We can pull the articles up. And it said right there, well, Obama administration is quietly passing out the evidence it found while surveilling the Trump campaign of wrongdoing and collusion. So Trump's going to be brought down. Don't worry. They were saying that so the Democrats in government and people wouldn't follow their new elected president. So that people wouldn't be aware of what was going on. That Trump was actually removing their criminal operation. They were there saying, no, 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 we're going to win. Don't worry. We've got evidence. We surveilled Trump. He's a traitor. Trump gets in. Admiral Rogers from the NSA comes to him and says, sir, you were illegally spied on at Trump Tower. What, a week before he was sworn in? And Trump now knows everything that happened. And so now you see people like the former head of the NSA and CIA, Hayden, in the news last week, saying, just hold on, hold on. If you're in government, hold on. Don't do what Trump says. He'll be gone soon. That is sedition. That is treason. That is unbelievable criminal activity. That is mutiny within the government against the executive branch. That's what you call a soft coup. Think about that. It's just mind-blowing. But he said something else. He said it on television. We played the clip last week. He said, but if, or was it 2 weeks ago? He said, if you haven't been in government in a while and he's trying to hire you, don't work with him or you'll be blackballed once we throw him out. Yeah, there it is. Hayden, don't work for Trump administration. Last week. Wow. Takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it? But that's what they're doing. And so they've lied to us at every front. And I know you as listeners, or you who are politically involved and politically aware, you remember all this, but the general public doesn't. And now Mueller is well into his second year of fraud and has been caught lying on every front, and still he's there because they have nothing to lose. They're not going to give up until they've removed the president. And at a certain point, he just can't sit back and watch them censor the internet and send the IRS after tens of thousands of churches and bully people and cut off the aid to the veterans at the VA. All of this is purposeful by these arrogant, monstrous, narcissistic, demonically possessed people. I mean, put that photo back up for TV viewers of Hayden. And if you ever watch him speak and just how much he's into himself and how arrogant they are, these people have a spirit of just unending arrogance. And they're always pathetic and stupid and twisted. Amazing. But Trump has congratulated Mueller on second year of greatest witch hunt in American history. We'll read some of those quotes straight ahead. And then well, look at what just happened in the attacks in Israel. It turns out almost every one of the dead protesters shot by the Israelis was Hamas with suicide bombs and hand grenades. We'll be back.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's been known for over a decade, but now people have kind of forgotten about it, that CNN has gotten billions of dollars total for CNN International, but also CNN right here in the United States. From Gulf state dictators, Eastern European corrupt bureaucracies, the EU, you name it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has spent hundreds of millions of dollars we know of to put out particular pieces of propaganda. And if you go back to journalists from CNN who exposed that many, many years ago, you can see the reports for yourself, like Amber Lyon, CNN journalist, mainstream media takes money from foreign dictators to run flattering propaganda. Now, we'll get to more of this in a moment, but look at this story out of Town Hall. Hamas wins media support. calls 50 dead terrorist martyrs, but admits that they were Hamas members who were attacking and trying to come over the Israeli border, some of which had suicide vests, and who even brought their children. So 50 of the 62 were full-grown men, Hamas members, who then brought their little children to the riot. But then CNN helps basically spin all that. So with that background, last night I go check out Enemy Propaganda CNN, and I see "Learn How to Behave" is the headline during Ramadan. And then it goes through the 10 helpful tips of how you should behave during Ramadan. And there's several articles we've got here on screen, the slideshow that it goes through. Now, looking at the slideshow, it goes through and explains, oh, there's 1.8 billion Muslims. I kept saying 1.5. I'm sorry. It's now more than that. And it's set to be 3.3 billion soon, they say. And they go on to say, you can totally eat in front of us, but try not to schedule a work lunch. Don't do that. That's mean. It goes on to say, you don't have to fast with us, but it'd be nice if you do, but you can also join us at night during our feast. Five, you don't have to know when it begins, but please be a little flexible to us. Then it shows all these glowing, happy pictures of Muslim women. Not wearing full burqas, not being blown up in suicide bombs, not being sold into sex slavery in North Africa. Not the classic giant Ramadan bombings that always massively intensify. It's a big, disgusting, sickening, deceptive PR piece, probably paid for by the Islamicist. But I've got another set of articles here about other Ramadan propaganda that has been paid for U.S. news this year. And it goes on from there. We'll still go out for coffee with you, but won't drink any. But we may keep our distance. Can you say Ramadan Mubarak? It goes on to say, there's no war on Christmas level controversy surrounding the greeting. Oh, because it's Islamic. You're allowed to say it. So they said, so it's okay to say Happy Ramadan. Isn't that nice? They say there's not a war on Christmas controversy because you don't say Merry Christmas. So they're admitting there's a war on Christmas. They're saying, but you're allowed to say this. Don't you love how CNN tells you how you're allowed to speak, what you're allowed to do, how you're supposed to think, and they talk to you like you're a three-year-old and then tell you with all these glowing pictures and glowing text how great Ramadan is. But please don't say, I should fast too, I need to lose weight. And of course, this is nothing compared to the usual propaganda. It gets far worse than this. In Germany, we've shown it, they run national TV ads with their hip-hop and rock stars saying, I wear the hijab, I've joined Islam, paid for by the government. They have children's daytime television, after-school programs, where 14-year-old girls marry 25-year-old men who are Muslim, and it's a good thing, even though it's illegal under German law. The Finnish court last week ruled that a 25-year-old man could have sex with a 10-year-old girl because it's his religion, and Muhammad had sex with 9-year-olds. So the Muslims get to follow one set of rules, Sharia, and the governments are bifurcating it now to actually follow it. I used to hear people warn about this 20 years ago. I thought they were crazy. But I wasn't thinking about parliamentary systems. In Europe, on average, they've got more than 10 parties per country. The biggest party usually gets 20, 30% of the vote. If you've got Muslims that are 10, 20% of the population, it's checkmate because they vote as a bloc. It's game over. Game over. And that's why we're in so much trouble. We are being conquered. And all the media, CNN, Apple, Google, They take Christianity off their calendars. They put down Christianity. They tell you don't say Merry Christmas. But when it comes to Muslims, they force feed it. And so that's what this is all about, because the globalists see the demographics. Europe is having 1.3 children on average. The average Muslim has 6 children, and the decision has been made to not get them to get in the melting pot with us and then give up their really radical, out-of-control system where every Muslim country is in turmoil. They're always killing each other, fighting over who's the most extreme. It's like importing cancer into your country. It always wants to take you over. There is the House of Islam and there is the House of War. Everything outside the House of Islam is the House of War. Germans to work into their 70s to pay refugee welfare. That's being announced by the German newspapers. You cannot make that up. Migrants surge from Turkey 9 times greater than last year. Because what did the dictator of Turkey say? He said, you let me set up Turkish parties in every country. Then the Muslims will vote for the Turkish party. And then they will have control with that tipping group of Europe. And Germany said no. And other countries banned the Islamic parties because they get it's a total takeover. They just don't want it to happen that fast. And so he now just opened the borders up. You see the economic terrorism? Trudeau government welcomes back former ISIS fighters, offers counseling. Yeah, remember the guy that shot the army officer at their capital in Ottawa? And what'd they do? They let the guy basically go that did it and said he didn't do anything wrong. And now it's the same thing. Justin Trudeau's administration says that Canadians who leave their country to join ISIS have a right to return and will be offered counseling to the terrorist sympathizers. Yeah, you go fight to kill non-radical Muslims and Christians and put people into sex slavery. You get your butt kicked by the Russians, and then you come back to Canada. Remember, he took mankind out of their national anthem, and they put in federal documents 2 months ago, no more mother and father. Don't put it on forms or you will be prosecuted. Mother and father is evil. It doesn't even sound real, does it? Migrant calls host racist, says women should be slaughtered, quote, if they don't shut up. That's a EuropeWars.com, our new European bureau. By the way, we've just been posting these articles on EuropeWars.com. I want to post like part of the articles on InfoWars and then have the rest to send the traffic there. I think that's the best model because so many of these stories I don't see because I go to InfoWars.com and I forget to go to EuropeWars.com. And please spread these links, folks. It's how we're getting them out. It's how we're getting around the censors. When you do this, it's devastating them. EU migration chief, Europe must accept endless migrants. Dan Lyman, another Europe Wars story, powerful. And it's from the UN and the EU themselves. They say they want 200 million more Muslims by 2030. Wow. You think, 50 million's burning down Europe. Imagine 200 mil voting as one block. That's total control of Europe. Total control.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, Western culture, Christian culture is under attack by Hollywood, the big mega corporations, big tech, Islam, you name it. I can't go to any Islamic country and try to set up a church or go out and preach the Bible. You will get killed so fast it'll make your head spin. Women can't go to these Islamic countries and not be wearing a scarf or headdress. That's a fact. But then we're told we're going to bring something in that's incompatible. So that's why I'm so upset. And I was against the wars, by the way, because that was by the globalist to go destabilize those countries even more, to put the worst Muslims in charge, then get rid of Europe's borders and flood Europe and flood Russia. But Russia is saying no, and that's why Russia is under attack. Now, I'm done talking about that for now, but it is such a big deal that the New York Times has had to admit ahead of Congress making the man that tried to make himself the head of the Justice Department, who actually changed the way the Justice Department works, tricked the president into signing it on January 21st. Rosenstein changed the whole structure where he's in charge. Well, the president can sign an order changing that any time. But they've buffaloed the president into believing that if he removes any of these people that are rogue, mad dogs like Mueller or Rosenstein or Strzok or any of these scumbags like McCabe, who he has made to step down, that somehow it shows he's guilty. That's like saying, let somebody burn your house down or it proves you're guilty. Trump has delivered on every front. They have been all over Trump and found no corruption. Now they found his lawyer got money from a drug company and from AT&T, totally normal, as a lobbyist that he's been lobbying for years, had nothing to do with anything. Trump's the one that wouldn't hire one lobbyist. He's cut lobbying back 95%. Almost every lobbying firm, including Republicans, are against this president. You think the lobbyists like him when the whole media and all the lobbyists are against him? No. They are against the president because he is trying to turn the economy back on and trying to control the borders and trying to fix the VA and trying to stand up to China and trying to get peace deals with North Korea. And in response, Bolton, the big neocon, people said, oh, well, Trump will control him. Oh, really? Just like McMaster running around saying the opposite of what the president says? Telling North Korea, oh, we're going to do to you what we did to Libya so they don't have a peace deal. It's incredible. Now, I've got so much news here, it makes my head spin, but we've got an amazing pastor joining us in the next hour. You can pre-order this big old beautiful hardcover book. It starts shipping next week. It is The Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America, and I'm sitting on a bunch of these right now, and I got more coming in because I know it's going to be a bestseller. Pre-order it now. Get it first. InfoWarsStore.com. The Killing of Uncle Sam. I'm really, really excited about this book and the advisors and the people he had that wrote it. It's the real history of the world and the future. Kind of the book I want to write, but that obviously CNN and others have tried to get boycotted. I've called it The Secret History of the World and the War for the Future. And you read this, and I thought I knew a lot of stuff, and I do know a lot. I know how accurate it is, but a lot of this I didn't even know. So if you want an encyclopedia of the New World Order and how it operates and what their battle plan is, this is the book, InfoWarsStore.com, The Killing of Uncle Sam. The Killing of Uncle Sam, now available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I hope the pastor makes a book on tape of this, because most books I read I actually listen to while driving or on the elliptical. Because I get so busy and I'm so tired by the time I, you know, lay my head down at night, it's hard to read like I used to. So I listen to books on tape. And this is one that I bet they're going to put it on as a book on tape because it is powerful. Okay, that said, separately at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the best halogen out there. X2 is from a deep earth crystal source. All the other iodine is bound, meaning you don't absorb very much of it. People have great results with this. It's the good halogen. Research the bad halogens. Research the iodine conspiracy. Read the 6,000-plus reviews. 4.8 stars, 98% rating by Power of Use. This has changed so many people's lives. Oh, sorry, 4.9 stars. I was looking at this and said 4.8. 4.9, excuse me. Nobody's got that on Power of Use. In fact, BuzzFeed did an investigation, went to this group and said, we want to see the internals. They showed them, and they couldn't believe it. Yes, it is amazing. And when you don't have the good halogen, folks, the bad halogens get into your glands. It totally changes your whole system. Experience it for yourself. A lot of people detox in about 3 weeks. So be careful when you're on it. I would take it slow and take about a half dose the first month or so. It made me lazy, though, because I used to work out really hard and weigh 30, 40 more pounds. As soon as I went on this, I don't have to work out as much anymore, and I don't get fat even though I'm older, just because of what it did to my whole system, my whole metabolic system. My skin, everything got healthier. My hair got healthier. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. X2 is on sale right now. 25% off, even though we've only got one run of it left. We've done two half runs. We still haven't gotten more of the deep earth crystals from the gas drilling companies. They're trying to put us over a barrel to get more of it. I'm looking for other sources, but it may be sold out for a while, so stock up today. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula. It is 95% curcuminin. Nobody else we know of has that. It, again, is 50% off. The toothpaste is 50% off. Fluoride-free, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. That's about to sell out. We're about to stop that sale. And several other sales are about to stop next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it. And again, those of you that are financially supporting us, you're breaking the back of the globalists and Soros and Hillary and all their garbage and their lawsuits and Google trying to delist us. You are overpowering them when you share the links, the articles, person to person, mouth to mouth, ear to ear. You are breaking their attempt to have an iron curtain come down across this country. But they are pressing hard. It's a very dangerous game because it's exposing their tyranny to everyone. It's showing just how authoritarian they are. And Trump is beginning to move against them. But we've got to keep him in there to do that, and he's got to know. They're shutting down the grassroots that is 90% of Trump's power ahead of the midterms. They are coming not just for Trump, but for the First Amendment now, and I cannot raise the alarm enough. They think they're just going to incrementally censor, and you're going to get sick of hearing about it. Just go to sleep. Folks, they've been persecuting the churches. They've been persecuting the veterans groups. They've been persecuting anybody that's a patriot. And now they're going to the next level. We can't roll over to this intimidation or we'll lose everything. All right. Let me mention some really important news as we go to break here. This is a report out of the World Mercury Project. It links through to major studies in Sweden and mainstream news articles out of Europe. This all came out during the trials 12 years ago, where there were deaths, cervical cancer, autoimmune diseases. The insert admits that it can kill you and that it does not protect you from the thousands of strains of HPV that only kill about 4,000 people a year. But since they started giving the Gardasil shot in North America, guess what happened to deaths from cervical cancer? They've tripled to well over 12,000 a year. Gardasil could not get approved by the FDA, but they had a governor declare an emergency and say that he wanted it given, which then kicked in vaccine preparedness and kicked in COG, and the Vaccine Damage Fund federally, and so Merck put it on the market. And now it's on InfoWars.com. Please get the article and email it to every parent you know, especially that has young children, because now they're pushing it on boys in school. It is a live cancer virus. Now, technically, it hasn't been attenuated the classical sense. They claim it's still attenuated, but it's genetically engineered, so the attenuation doesn't work. It's very sophisticated. HPV vaccine linked to spike in cervical cancer. When the U.S. introduced the human papillomavirus in 2006, it had been steadily declining for several decades, and then it goes in to say it's now gone up. A similar trend also underway in Europe, including Scandinavia, with the region of Sweden stood out as having the lowest levels of cervical cancer. Now that they have been given it, cervical cancer is up, and it gets into all the other diseases and problems and the autoimmune problems it causes. I mean, this is just crazy. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, but beware these vaccines. I'm not saying the science of vaccines isn't real, but it's what they put in these. It's population control. We'll be back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The next 2 hours after this quick break, we're going to have the author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, Rodney Howard Brown, co-author with Paul L. Williams, in studio. It's going to be powerful. We're going to cover the waterfront. Giuliani has come out and said, we have Mueller. We've totally caught him doing illegal stuff. If he wants to keep pushing, we'll totally tear him apart. They're not going to give up. Start tearing him apart. That's all coming up. But first, Turkey calls for World War III. I told people this on Tuesday. On Wednesday, they came out and openly said it in the U.S. papers. This is unprecedented. Here is that special report.
Turkey's President Erdogan is emerging as a true tyrant that could launch World War III. Last year, as the Daily Mail reported, Turkey's Interior Minister, Süleyman Soylu, threatened to blow the mind of Europe by sending 15,000 refugees a month to EU territory. This after the landmark deal signed by Ankara in Brussels that had substantially lessened the flow of migrants from Turkey to Europe.
And they have set up political parties inside Europe that even Germany has outlawed, because you've got some countries that are 10, 15, 20% Muslim. Turkey then organizes them to vote as the Turkish dictator tells them to. So it's amazing. And now they threatened last year and this year to, quote, burn down Europe if they didn't do what Erdogan said, and that if they didn't let more refugees in so they'd have a bigger voting bloc. Let more of us in. Let the Turkish government direct these groups, or we'll flood you with more people and order them to burn Europe down. Those are statements from his deputy minister from the Turkish government. Turkey's going the way of radical Islam.
What is the current situation in Turkey?
There's something which I call the gravity of Muhammad. People may move, Muslims may move away from Muhammad, but ultimately they'll be pulled back into his orbit. Historically, Ataturk tried to suppress what we would call Islam by various and sundry methods, one of which is to put in the army as a military, as a counterbalance to the imams. Well, Ataturk is now formally dead. Erdogan has really finished off Ataturk, and he wants to bring forth Turkey as a, basically, not a Western nation, but as an Islamic nation. One of the mistakes you make in dealing with Islam and its demands is to think, well, if we give them this, they'll be happy and satisfied. I mean, Muhammad was never satisfied until all submitted to Islam.
Erdogan's advisor, Yigit Bulut, recently threatened the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, saying Turkey would break the arms and legs of any officers of the Prime Minister or of any minister who dares to step into Aimia in the Aegean. Express UK reported back in March of 2018, the Turkish state's media mouthpiece, Yeni Safak, had suggested forming a joint army to simultaneously attack Israel from all sides. Yeni Safak suggested if the member states of the OIC unite militarily, they will form the world's largest and most comprehensive army. And now, Erdogan has booted the Israeli ambassador out of Turkey after labeling the recent clash on the Gaza border genocide. The violence, a result of a protest of the U.S. embassy moving to Jerusalem between Palestinians and Israeli troops that left thousands wounded and 62 dead.
And now that his little precious caliphate is in trouble, Erdogan, this lunatic maniac who had a bunch of his security people beat up Christians protesting at their embassy in D.C. Oh, you're a couple hundred Christians, Armenians, protesting Turkey's ongoing abuse of Christians and others. You're across the street at a park? Here, let's let 50 security guys come across and beat you up and even hit police And then the charges were all dropped on him last time I checked.
And right this very minute, Americans are being held captive as political bargaining chips in Turkish prisons. Fortunately, Erdogan's threats add up to arrogant bluster as Turkey's economy is running on fumes. The Turkish lira ranks as one of the worst currencies this year. And over a million Turks have taken to social media saying enough, meaning Erdogan should step down immediately.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The killing of Uncle Sam, I just read it a few weeks ago. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of the bravest preachers in the world. Of course, he's an American, but he's grew up in South Africa. And we're just really, really pleased to have him. The demise of the United States of America. Now, he gave us 500 books. I've ordered 1,000 more. They're coming in next week. It starts shipping next Tuesday. But he does have audiobooks on CD and at audible.com that also start coming out next week. So we'll be selling those. But I don't care where you get them. Just be sure and get them. And we're going to break down the book. We're going to cover it all with one of my favorite pastors, Rodney Howard Brown. He was co-wrote it with Paul L. Williams, all these former top guys in the CIA, you name it, helped him write the book. And FBI. I've read Carol Quigley's book. I've read, you know, from the globalist own perspective. And I'm telling you, this is the book to read. This is fast paced. It's thick. It's condensed. But if you want a PhD in the New World Order, this is the book. You have really put out a masterpiece, Pastor.
Well, let me tell you how it
happened. Thanks for being here.
Hey, great to be here. Yeah, let me tell you how it happened. You know, when I was looking at the situation in America, and I was concerned because I could see that we were heading for another situation whereby they were going to push another Bush or another Clinton. So many people actually have no clue what's taking place. They think that it's a Republican and Democratic thing. It's not. This whole thing's been cooked a long time ago. A Republican and Democrat are two heads of the same snake. So what I was so frustrated about it because, you know, we came to America as missionaries. My wife and I came here 30 years ago with $300, landed in America. And then, of course, we became an American. We had to raise our hands to pledge to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign or domestic. And here we are watching politicians that also raised their hand to pledge to defend the Constitution, selling America out for pennies on the dollar, which I couldn't even understand. So I felt, when I was looking at this, and we have all the politicians come around the church, you know how they are. They want to all address the congregation. I even had one guy, he was running for Congress, and we tell him, if you come to church, you're going to sit in the service. And I don't have a 90-hour service or 90 minutes. We have a three-hour-plus service. I'm from Africa. And so I said, you come to my church, you staying for the whole thing. He said, I'm busy. I said, I don't care how busy you are. You're going to stay the whole thing. And if you leave halfway through, I'll denounce you publicly. I'll tell him, don't vote for that guy. He's a con man. So we had a service, and the guy is in the service. He starts leaving, and I went like this to one of my guys. I went and got him. Said, Pastor said, you better get your butt back in the service. He said, you kidding me? He said, no. So he came in. When I gave the altar call, he was the first guy up to come and give his life to the Lord, you know. So anyway, so I'm a radical, you know. I give away AR-15s on a Sunday morning. So, I felt that we had to go do something. So we went to Constitution Hall. Right by the White House. Constitution Hall is a historical building. I wanted to get as close to the White House as I could. And, you know, of course, Obama's there. And, you know, here's the thing. I didn't agree with anything that he was doing because we come from South Africa. So we've already seen the game that's been played. South Africa's sitting right now on the brink of a civil war if we don't see a miracle because it's socialism. It's total communism that's just taken root in every way. Now to land grabs, they've got everybody killing each other. So, but that's another story that I want to discuss now.
I wanted to cover that next hour. That was on my list. I'm glad you raised that.
Yeah. So when I saw this, I thought, I have to do something. So I said, what can I do to get as close to the White House as possible? So we rented Constitution Hall for 15 nights. And I went and I stood up and exposed everything from the private central bank to the way that America is being run. And then, but what I'd done leading up to it, I walked every office of the Congress and the Senate. It took me 8 weeks to do. I took this book, which we call Seeing Jesus as He Really Is, because people think that Jesus is some kind of little barefoot with a lamb on his arm speaking Elizabethan English. That's not Jesus. Because he took whips and beat the bankers of the day and turned over their tables. Jesus was not a skinny jean, soy latte drinking pastor. He, let me tell you, people don't even read the Bible. Then they say, well, Jesus wouldn't do that. Go read the Bible. He did do that. So I took that book and I took this book, which is The Reality of Life After Death, Heaven and Hell, and we printed 50,000 copies of each, and we stuck this in every office of the Congress and the Senate. Because I didn't know, you know, I'm desperate. I don't know what we're going to see. What are we going to have? Another Bush, another Clinton, which they are friends. They've been household friends. The Clintons and the Bushes have been friends. When I was in the back room, they brought this is 94. I'm in the back room getting ready. They bring a 94-year-old little lady. She's been on the Hill. Her husband was in Congress in the 60s. And so she's on a walk, and I thought, now, apparently they said she worked for Bush Senior. So I thought, okay, Rodney, shut up. Do not mention the Bushes. Don't, you know, don't hurt the little lady. So she's sitting there. So I'm quiet, and she looks at me. She goes, the Bushes? I said, yes, ma'am. Oh, wicked people, she says. I said, Ruth, how can you say that? She's sort of like, you know, I'm playing dumb, you know. She said, they worship an owl. And she started talking about Bohemian Grove, you know, which you exposed. So anyway, so I exposed all this stuff. One night after the service, a huge 6'4" African-American gentleman come to me, put out his hand, very, you know, surly, shook my hand. He said, I work for the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. And I burst out laughing. And then he said, everything you're saying is true, you know. So right after another one of the services, Dr. Paul Williams came to me. He is a former FBI. In actual fact, he uncovered all the ISIS bases in America that the CIA have built to train ISIS to ship them to the areas of the planet that they need to create problems. Because if you have a country that...
And by the way, you talked about that years ago. Others did. Now Fox News, it's all confirmed. The witnesses have come forward of Obama and Hillary shipping hundreds of aircraft with heavy weapons, anti-aircraft rockets, anti-tank TOW missiles to them. They did it.
But the Bushes were also complicit in all of this stuff, and the Clintons. So the whole thing is a cabal. When Nelson Mandela died, Air Force One goes to the funeral in South Africa. Guess who's on board? The Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas. It's like a club. They're all, it's pally-pally. The American people actually think there's a difference. There is no difference. So Dr. Williams said, I've never heard a preacher talk like you. He said, I'm a writer, I'm a scribe. He said, we need to sit down and document all of this. So we spent many hours from 2014 documenting everything. We could have come out in January. I felt to hold it off till now. May 22nd is going to be released. You can order through InfoWars and the actual book, and then the audio book, which you're going to get next week. It'll be available on Kindle and every place that you'll be able to get books. What I'm trying to do is to run this thing into airports, into I know Barnes & Noble's working with us, which that's great.
Well, it's a beautiful cover, but it was good enough to make me read it. Plus, I respect you, and it's just, I already have researched all this, so I know it's very accurate, but then there were lots of little things I didn't know that added to it, and I went and looked it up, and it was all accurate, so I learned a lot. And again, there's so much history. It's a thick book, but it's a lot of little chapters. It moves very, very fast.
And what we did was basically we stayed with the money, because there were many things. You know how when you go down this trail, there are many rabbit trails. So basically what we decided to do was just keep it staying around the money. What's the problem in America? Why is America in the condition it's in? Why is it that we vote people into office every 4 years as a change, and yet we still keep going down the toilet? Is it just, oh, well, that's just politics? That's a bunch of garbage, total garbage. And if you believe that, then you're smoking some of the bad legalized weed that they've already
made. And you take the entire British Empire model, which then was picked up by the corporatist to establish this new world government, and it's all in their own words. This is a real plan we're breaking down, and the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, lays it out.
Because there's 1,000 footnotes. The bibliography is 15 pages long. This is all documented. We're actually going to build a website where we actually put video clips of the actual people saying what they're saying. So we're not making people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Hey, a conspiracy is a secret plot to do. A theory is when you think there's one. But conspiracy fact. This is conspiracy fact. This is not theory.
And there's one thing they fear. It's getting people to understand there's a conspiracy, just like Mueller against Trump. And now it's all been confirmed. But they were so dumb. They bragged when he was president-elect, oh, we spied on him. We've got the goods. Well, they spied. They didn't have the goods. Then they tried to pull back. Now they've been caught perjuring themselves to Congress. When we come back, we'll talk about it with, again, the author of Killing of Uncle Sam, The Demise of the United States of America, Rodney Howard Brown and Paul L. Williams. Incredible book. book, InfoWarsStore.com, and tell them how to get it from, you've got a lot of websites. What's the best place for them to go?
Well, Revival.com or KillingUncleSam.com. But I mean, I want your viewers to buy from you.
Sure, regardless, they just need to read it. That's what it's all about. And I think you ought to make a film about the killing of Uncle Sam. It's a great name. It's a great book. We'll be back with Mueller caught red-handed, and Giuliani says they're ready to tear them apart.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Timeline. What is your optimal timeline for this to wrap up?
I should do it today. I mean, as soon as possible. I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report. If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart. And we're ready to rip them apart, if that's what they want. We would rather peacefully settle this and get it over with.
But see, there's the problem. Giuliani, former federal prosecutor, watched him, you know, prosecuting Clinton, all of it. The problem lies in that they're cornered rats. They have signaled no quarter given, no quarter received. Now they're going for broke. So he's signaling, hey, we've got you illegally spying. We've got you lying to Congress. We've got you on the tarmac with Russians, giving them uranium. We've got you with a very oligarch, Mueller, who you say that Trump's involved with. I mean, they went Russia, 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 because the Clintons were involved up their eyeballs with Russia. And so now Giuliani's trying to signal to them, hey, just stop it. Let's have a truce. But in my gut, but also intellectually, Pastor, I know that is not what they're planning. And so here's one more clip from Giuliani, again, saying if they illegally spied, they've been caught. It's admitted. The FISA court issued a report last year. And again, this year saying it was illegal, that they were lied to. And the judges have said they lied to get these warrants and they used it for political purposes. It's in the news. New York Times today comes out and confirms FBI ran spy operation against Trump campaign that was illegal. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, we're going to play this clip, but do you agree with me on that?
Totally. I mean, what people don't understand, the narrative is being spun by the mainstream media because the media was taken over through Operation Mockingbird. And that whatever you see from MSN, it's propaganda. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're watching. So they're going to spin the narrative. People don't realize that Reuters and Associated Press were taken over. So they put out the AP, and then everybody just swallows that, and that's the narrative. So, you know.
That's right. There's always been some problems, but now they will flat out lie about the sky being blue. I mean, they will just lie and, I mean, one day be saying, we've been spying on Trump and know he's a Russian. We have all the wiretaps. Next day, January 20th, we never did it. It's made up. It's insane.
In December of 2016, I was in the Ukraine. And anyway, so while I was in the Ukraine, through the church, it's a huge church of thousands of people, and there were people from the government there, and they said, look, will I meet with the future ambassador of the United States? I said, sure. So he come to my hotel, and he said to me, look, he brought me this document. He said, would you give this to Trump's administration? I said, for what? They said, we want to apologize for backing Hillary. They said, we supported Hillary. So I knew that in December of 2016. So I brought that back and, of course, got it through the channels, which I'm not sure if it got anywhere. But this was all the Ukrainian government apologizing for the way that they backed Hillary over Trump. And they realize they're in trouble now.
And, of course, it's come out now that they were running a big election operation illegally against Trump.
Totally. So you got the subversive stuff going on and basically doing whatever they can to stop the president, which they couldn't. $2 billion worth of media against him, couldn't stop him. The Republicans were against him. You know, that's why I laugh when you hear Republicans are upset with Trump. They were always upset with Trump. They didn't want Trump to be.
I feel in my gut, but also historically, and you see this biblically, God gives people one last chance and to turn it around. So people think, oh, it's providence. He's divinely inspired. You know, he can't be stopped. I don't agree with that. I think if we don't back Trump, if we aren't strong, if we don't pray, if we're not active, if we're not courageous, I think God will step aside and let this whole thing fall.
This is a last minute reprieve. In actual fact, Dr. Paul Williams, when we were writing this, he said, I want the last chapter to be called the reign of Jezebel. And I looked at him and said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. She's not getting in. He said, she has no way she's not going to win. I said, she is not going to get in. We've had all night prayer meetings at the church. You know, and I didn't support Trump.
I knew Trump was going to win.
Yeah, I didn't support him as a Republican to Democrat because both Republican and Democrat are wicked. I supported him because he was an outsider and was not funded by the globalists to come.
And you could see that genuinely the globalists hate him.
In no way. The Pope is against him. The world's financial elite in Davos is against him. The former Mexican president is against him. Everybody. I said, okay, well, that tells you who we're supposed to support right there.
Hollywood, all of it. They are just, what are they going to do?
Do you know why Hollywood was against him? Because what happened in Europe, the EU had voted to fund all of the EU's, all the film industry. Through the EU, through whatever they have there, their system of the money. And Trump had already, that bill was already passed by the House to allow Hollywood to be supported by the taxpaying Americans. And Trump went in and nixed it. That's why Hollywood daily harasses the president. And guess what? It's failing them. Nobody even watches them. You know, CNN out of 25 networks, in the cable news network.
Let me expand on that.
Number 24, behind the FX, which is the science fiction channel, and right off the American movie classics. Duh.
Reruns of Yogi Bear is higher than CNN.
Who wants to watch it?
Well, expanding.
And Acosta said today, he said, if the president would only let me interview him. Who does he even think he is? He shouldn't even be reporting for a special Pets Monthly broadcast.
Acosta's been caught lying over and over again. Oh, there's no Martin Luther King bus in the White House. Oh, he didn't go, Trump didn't visit Scalise. He's an incessant liar.
The whole time, the whole narrative is almost like that the media cannot stop for lying because they so hate the president. They hate him. So they can't, they're going to, no matter what he does, they're going to lie about it. And so you can see, you know, I saw somebody else said today that, you know, it looks like Trump is undermining the justice. The justice system was undermined years ago. Read the book. The justice system was done away with years ago. Everything's being compromised. Here's the thing, Alex, that's the biggest problem. People don't understand. We talk about how they took schooling and they standardized it. And they basically dumbed everybody down. So even the universities now, I mean, look at the leftist professors and everything pumping. That's why you got these rioting on university campuses, because you got students that don't even know what the truth is anymore. They have no clue. They don't even know history. And so then they took over the seminaries through FOSDIC, funded by Rockefeller, and that's the funding for Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. You know, everybody talks about accreditation. Harvard, Yale, and Princeton are not accredited. Who's going to question Harvard, Yale, and Princeton? But they were all evangelical Bible schools that actually raised people up to go to the mission fields. And when you go there, the scriptures are engraved in the marble.
And now they're talking about tearing that out.
Yeah.
Because they hate it. They want to tell you the atheists and the Rockefellers created the country and all this, and none of it's true.
How did their scriptures get in there? Even in the halls of Congress. The first major church was in the Capitol building. Washington started that, and the Marine Band did the praise and worship. And the daily Congress could not open without praise and worship. So now we're sitting living, you can't say anything. Who do these people think they are?
And by the way, it was real Christianity that gave us our providence and our power. And that's why the globalists want us to get rid of it, because they know it gives us that providence and that power over the world. They want us to give up our birthright.
Because the first Great Awakening in the 1700s is what took 13 rebel colonies and put them together to make us what become what America would become. 50 states that would be 50 nations joined together. By divine providence, there was no ways we could defeat the British might if it had not been for the hand of God, period.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, going to break. You got big news on the military protecting Trump, which I know inside baseball is true, but you've got an amazing angle of what you witnessed in Florida when we come back. And you know the fight's coming ahead, what's happening in South Africa, what's happening with the Democrats, and more straight ahead.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree.
We're back live. The Killing of Uncle Sam is the amazing book by Pastor Rodney Howard Brown and Paul L. Williams, and it really is an amazing book at InfoWarsStore.com. But separately, I was told some things early on in the Trump campaign that made me begin to endorse him. And my gut already liked him. But then I talked to some of my sources. And look, to say I have military sources or CIA sources, most of the stuff we know is from the globalist own statements, their own documents, their own admissions. 95% of the stuff's public. So it's not like our broadcast is based on secret sources. But once the Trump campaign got going on, I knew that Eric Prince was involved, and I knew that they were aware that Hillary was planning to end free speech, and they were planning to persecute Christians even worse. It was so bad that even people who are pretty mean said, we're not doing this just to kick America around for no reason. We're not going to go ahead and just have a huge depression and let China take over. So America got to its deathbed. It got to basically, you know, its 11th hour. In 58 minutes. And so it was the American people elected Trump, but it was folks out of Florida, the military, and other groups that helped the American people work to get the WikiLeaks out. I mean, it was Eric Prince. And I was told this a long time ago, but I was told just this week from several sources, go ahead and go public with it because he's involved with the whole Cambridge Analytica and that whole demonization. And they're going to try to come after him, but there were, and it's not just Eric Prince, it was a bunch of other people in intelligence agencies that knew that this was the end of America if we didn't get Trump in, or at least the Democrats were going to move with the blue blood Republicans to end it, and that throughout the campaign, you know, Trump had Prince and others and a private contingent of hundreds of former and current intelligence agency people running counter-espionage against the Democrats. And I can just tell you it was not the Russians that leaked all that information. I can tell you that right now, that there were patriots separate from Trump that ran intelligence operations against Hillary because she's a foreign globalist. It was America did that. America won. America got Trump elected. America gave the globalists a bloody nose and a broken jaw. And so now they're counter-striking back. They're the globalists. They're the outside force. We're the Americans. Look at the country coming back from the dead. We're the ones turning it around. But then I was told, let them try to remove Trump with their fake garbage, extrajudicial stuff, because he's got the Marines and the Army, once he became president-elect and then president, encamped around him, and I actually know that. And so if rogue FBI and rogue former intelligence heads are so arrogant, think they're going to pull this, they're all being surveilled, they're all being watched. Trump has been coolly letting them commit all these crimes so that once he pulls the noose, they're totally caught. And now Giuliani's on television saying, we'll play that clip again in a moment, you do one more thing. You don't drop this now for the betterment of the country, and you don't really run up the white flag. We're going to tear you into pieces. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Giuliani saying, we're going to, quote, ready to rip them apart. Here it is.
Timeline. What is your optimal timeline for this to wrap up?
They should do it today. I mean, as soon as possible. I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report. If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart, and we're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. We would rather peacefully settle this and get it over with.
Now, that is an ultimatum from a former top federal prosecutor who almost brought down Clinton. He's saying, you got an ultimatum. That's from the president. So the president has issued an ultimatum. That's what's happened. What do you say to that, Pastor?
You know, I this thing's gone on long enough now. I mean, and there's no proof of anything. So it's just spinning the lies and keep spinning. So you could see on social media the dumbed down population of America responding to the lies of the mainstream media, agreeing with it. But I believe in the end, this thing is going to become, well, it's already unraveled, but it's all going to be exposed for what it is, because this is what InfoWars is doing. This is what you, the InfoWarrior, are doing. You're waking up your friends. Don't be bashful or, you know, shy about it. Be vocal, because if you don't speak out right now,
this is the main battle. Exactly. This is the time.
And everybody has, your voice needs to be heard, because you're going to reach people I can't reach. You'll reach people Alex can't reach. And, you know, when people look at
that is so critical. I don't just say it because I just kind of throw it out there. It's true. You, the individuals, are the power. When you talk to people, when you spread the word about what Pastor Brown's doing or what we're doing, that overrides them. That's what they can't control, is you.
Correct. So people look at all the stuff we put in here, which is 200 years of history. They say, it's overwhelming. I can't do anything. But here's the thing. If everyone watching says, what can I do? You can pray. You can ask God, give me one thing that I must do. And if everybody watching does one thing, you can bring about a transformation in America like that. We'll see a total transformation. There's no question. Two women wreaked havoc on American society. One took prayer out of schools. The other one started Planned Parenthood, which has been the death of 27 million African Americans just alone. I hear the abortion numbers, what, 59 million now? So come on.
42% of blacks never get out of their mama.
So come on.
And you don't hear a word. Did you see Spike Lee like a little demon going, eh? I mean, did you see how much he hates Trump? Yeah. He was like, he turned into a gargoyle.
Yeah, they all, even Keith Richards said, and what's so crazy, these are anti-gunners. He said, I'll pull out my knife, you know, a typical Brit, you know what I mean? I'll pull out my knife if I get a hold of Trump. So these people are crazy. They're lunatics.
And they all signal how they want to kill or hurt Trump. In fact, can we play the beeped one, of course, cue Lee up. But it's the way he looks for radio listeners. He brings this violent hate out from Hollywood because it's spiritual.
Yeah, but you didn't see us doing that with Obama.
No.
You didn't see us doing that with Bush. You didn't see us doing that with Clinton. We just had to sit and take it. But they're doing that with Trump because they know the day is finished. They know that he's neutralizing them. He's castrated them.
Since I mentioned it, well, let's do it in the next segment, the whole military thing. Well, no, let's go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and get into what you've witnessed in Florida. Well, they've got armored bunkers around them.
So I was concerned, you know, because I obviously understand how the deep state function and what's going on. And so I was really concerned for his safety. But when we had to go in on a Sunday night, I had to speak in West Palm Beach. So we landed at the West Palm Beach airport. We pulled up to the FBO, and Air Force One had just left. Now, they told me if I came in before, I couldn't land in West Palm Beach. I had to go down to, I can't remember, I think it was Lauderdale, because it was a 30-mile blocked airways around Mar-a-Lago. You couldn't get there. But Air Force One had left, so we could land. So we pulled right up, and then right in front of us was this huge military transport vehicle, airport. I mean, huge, where the nose lifts up.
Galaxy.
Yeah. All of the cars, you know, his own cars and all the Secret Service cars were rolling in there. And as I was standing watching it, I realized they're protecting the president. It's the military, and I was actually fortunate for that. Then I realized that the president's actually walking on line with the military. So then I understood what happened when he said, we're not going to Syria, but then they went and bombed Syria, but now he says we're not going to Syria. So he's struggling with that. But, you know, and I'm concerned about Bolton being around there because he's a war hawk, as you know. So you see this whole sit down with North Korea, which needs to happen. Now you got Bolton needs to step aside and get away from it. In actual fact, Trump needs to override everybody and say, I'm going to meet with Putin. I'm meeting with Putin.
I agree. Well, he's already met with all the other world leaders. So in a few areas, this whole Russia thing has kind of...
They did it on purpose to stop him because they know that he'll sit down and work things out. We don't need a third world war right now.
Well, that's the globalist program. They want ongoing crises, strategic tension, and Trump's pragmatic. He just wants peace. If people want war, they'll get it. But it's been globalists running America for so long that have been stirring up the problems, and that's why they're so upset right now.
From World War One to World War Two to 9/11 to the endless war that we find ourselves in. And everybody thinks it's about terrorists. Well, the terrorists are trained here and shipped overseas, baby. You better wake up, stop and smell the coffee. Plus, not only that, it's about a pipeline. Syria is about a pipeline. It's about everybody heading for the base of the Caspian Sea with all the natural resources. That's what this whole fight is about. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. People smoke weed.
That's right. Saudi Arabia wants control of all those pipelines.
Correct. But it's all about the new caliphate and the whole thing, you know.
And Turkey is basically declaring war on Trump, Israel, Europe. We'll talk about it all.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Why do I call it information warfare? Because that's the term that governments use for information, whether it's true or not. Well, we're using the truth, a lot more powerful than the lie. But as Mark Twain said, a lie can go halfway around the world before the truth gets up and puts its pants on. Rodney Howard Brown, author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, is here with us. He is on fire on air, but also during the breaks. He's going to define the Mark of the Beast world government system that's now confirmed, now happening, when we start the next hour. His travels to Australia, his travels to India, his travels all over the world. I mean, for folks that don't know who Rodney Howard Brown is, he's one of the most prolific missionaries in the world today. And I know you came here wanting to talk about InfoWars and what we're doing and you know, all the news. But briefly, get into what you're doing, your ministry, the other books, the things that are happening, and where you see the world at this pivotal, last reprieve. Or you were during the break calling it something else.
We have a window.
Window.
Yeah, we have a window to turn this thing around. So when my wife and I came here 30 years ago, we landed the country December 1987, landed with $300, didn't hardly know anybody, just knew that I was supposed to come here as a missionary. And so it was a long process for me even to become a United States citizen. Went through the ringer. That's why I'm against illegals coming across the border. There's a right way of coming and a wrong way of coming. And if you come, then you adopt the American way of life, period. And you adopt the Constitution. You do not come here with subversive ideas of overthrowing a country or diluting the way that this country is. America is America. John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, if you don't like that, head on out, baby. So we came. So here we are. We arrive in America December 1987, and I traveled, just my wife, myself, three kids in a vehicle, going all across America, little churches, just, you know, praying, really trying to find our feet of what we're supposed to be doing. And then in April of 89, a revival broke out in upstate New York that carried us now to 59 countries. And it's controversial because if you go back to the first Great Awakenings, you see what happened, where the power of God would overwhelm whole places and people would be overwhelmed spiritually.
And it's spiritual. The enemy can feel it, though. And we could feel the revival, just understanding information is about to break out.
Correct. So what happens is, because in our meetings we have a lot of joy, which I'm actually a very serious person because I realize the battle that we're up against, but people get filled with joy. So we were attacked by the religious sector. People try to block us. So, Alex, I mean, 1989, 99.
No, I agree. You're right. We've got to be happier about this because at least we're awake and aren't overtaken by the enemy. Even though we get upset by the bad stuff happening, we should be really positive that we're at least awake.
And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Plus, when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, you know, even the devils are subject to us through your name. Jesus didn't say, oh, that's great. I'm so happy to know. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, don't rejoice that devils are subject to you, but rejoice that your name's written now in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you go through many of the church and they're sad. I mean, we go to churches, 1 hour dry cleaning service, in by 10, out by 11. I mean, you're so happy when it's finished because it's boring. There's no life. There's no strength.
But if you hear a real preacher in the Holy Ghost, you don't want to leave.
Exactly. In actual fact, we're there three and a half hours. Sometimes in our conferences, which start this Sunday through Sunday, 8 days, 2 meetings a day, 16 meetings, and the service will go 5 hours. Nobody wants to go home. I have to tell the crowd, okay, the service is over. It's finished now. You can go home. Nobody wants to leave. If I don't leave the platform, they don't leave. So people say, people won't endure that. Are you kidding me? They go watch movies for hours.
Listen, I'm not even as strong as you are. Before they dialed us back on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I could just be calmly talking, and it would build up like a million watching, and they wouldn't go away. They'd say, "Don't stop it." There's a hunger for exposing evil.
And people are hungry for the truth, and they already know. People in their gut know that they're being sold a bill of goods. So anyway, so when you look at what's taking place, we have a window. So anyway. Getting back to what we're doing. So we've been going from church to church with revival, trying to revive dead churches, get pastors on fire, get the people doing what they're
trying to ignite the spirit.
And yeah, because of the Great Commission, which is going to all the world and preach the gospel. If we are quiet about it, Islam is not quiet about what they're doing. There are more mosques being built in America.
They are charging forward, spending all their money, buying off the media. Just they are.
And 95% of the American church.
Well, that's the thing, is we're being assaulted and raped by it, because Christians don't blow you up to make you accepted. They don't get in your face. They don't boycott you. But the Muslims, that's why the left loves them, because you add those two groups together.
Or all the atheists, or all the other people.
Why are the atheists and liberals and Islam allied?
Because they hate God. I hate God. But here's the thing. So if 95% of the American church do not tell another person about Jesus, they never tell. They never tell. 95% of the people sitting in the pews never tell another person about Jesus. But if they see a great movie, they tell you, you go to see this movie. They go to a nice restaurant. Hey, you.
They've taught us to be ashamed.
Totally. So they go to church, they do their thing, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's nothing.
But what did Christ say? He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Correct. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. In actual fact, he said, compel the lost and dying to come in. So what we do is go to churches, put the fire of God on them, and then mobilize them during the day on the streets to go and evangelize. Schools, universities, retirement homes. Prisons.
Which, by the way, I've talked to high-level Google people. They are more afraid of anything, of real Christians. Even Jade Helm talks about motivated Christians, motivated individuals, who then get on the street. Because the act of physically in the third dimension taking action is so frightening to the whole Silicon Valley, because they want to get us into virtual reality and get us out of the real world and teach us that there's no power in the real world, only online, as they even take the power away from being online.
Correct. And the big thing is face-to-face. When you meet people and you look into their eyes, they can see this is a real or he's phony. Now, religious people can do this. If they're just religious, nobody's going to follow them. But when people come that know Jesus, when they come to them and they look in the eyes, people say, I can...
Well, that's the thing. Devil worshippers and people in the occult are seeking for discernment and real knowledge. But I'm not a perfect person, but I have a relationship with God. The discernment and the knowledge is like so powerful. I even deal with globalists, and they're like slaves, compartmentalized to their one little system of control. They're given power by the system, but they have no power.
No.
They're slaves. And you actually tune into Christ, it's like so big, you're like, I can't believe I've got this much power. And then these Satanists have no idea. They're searching for power, and the power is right there.
And which is what Jesus told the disciples. You can read it in John 4. He talked about a well of water springing up to everlasting life. John 7, he's talked about out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus is the one that told the disciples to go tarry at Jerusalem. And he said, you would be endued with power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. So it's not so we can sit in a pew or sit in the church or just have a nice little time.
No, you're getting charged up in the church with the brethren to go do something.
And everybody has to do something. Every man, woman,
you don't,
woman,
you don't girl. Plug a device into a wall to then have it sit there. You're plugging it in to unplug it and go out and do something.
Totally. But by the same thing, if we bring an electric appliance in here, we plug it in and switch the switch on. So a lot of people are praying for what they already have. They're praying, oh, God, please help us. God's already done everything to help you. Jesus went to the cross. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. God is not dead. And I don't have to watch a movie to know that he's not dead. He's not dead. I don't have to watch God's Not Dead 1 and 2 to know he's not dead. He's alive. And live.
But how can people even deny it when everything in Revelation is now coming true exactly? Because I mean, we're going to cover it next hour. But, I mean, it is. I really fear for people that don't have Christ, because I get hit with stuff. And all I do is call on Christ. And then I just have all this strength.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry people that don't have this.
People are not going to make it with what's coming. They're not going to make it with what's coming, because many people are not prepared. They don't know how to pray. If you pray, God will tell you what to do. If you pray.
Isn't it amazing? If you actually open yourself up, it's incredible. It's like the advanced understanding. It makes you humble.
Even when you go to sleep at night, now the next day you have to deal with some major stuff. So you say, Lord, I'm going to go to sleep. And I pray that when I wake up, I'll know exactly what to do. Many times I get up in the morning and I know, do this, do this, do this. And it's the most amazing thing, because the Holy Spirit's been sent to help us. He's the unseen one. People think that the Holy Spirit is a manifestation.
These devil worshipers are killing little kids so a big demon gets in them to give them power, when the creator of the entire universe is ready to already give you the real power.
Totally. Well, that's what Hollywood, they have to actually take on spirits to actually act. You remember, I think it was Jack Nicholson said to the guy that was going to play I forget the name.
No, they admit it. Bob Dylan said, no, I had to sell my soul to Lucifer.
But he said that kid that died, man, was in the Batman movie or whatever. He said, don't play that part. Don't play that. It's a dark part. He said, do not play that part. Well, he went and played it, and of course he died. So the thing is people sell their soul to Lucifer, and then he comes to collect them. Major singers, major actors, major people out there that are wanting money. They want fame and fortune, so they sell their soul to the devil, and then he comes and takes them.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here's a fact. The big technocrats say they want full control of your consciousness. They're now saying you're going to have to die to have your brain uploaded. I mean, this is such a con job that you think you're talking to your dad or your mom. It's really just a computer facsimile. How for decades they can fake videos, they can fake audio. Now the politicians are making a big deal out of this because a lot of them have been blackmailed. They know real videos are coming out, so they want to spin it. But it could be faked videos, because I've had Megyn Kelly, when I said Hillary Clinton is responsible for killing children in the Arab Spring and murdering them by funding it. Then I showed news articles. She edited the video together, made it audio before she left Fox News, and had me saying that they were murdering children in a pizza place to then discredit larger investigations. So they don't need high-tech stuff to do that. They're already deceptively editing. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, because it's all about misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. So that's how the enemy works. The devil operates through lies. Lies and lies. And then that's what the lies spread around the world. And you see it's on all the mainstream media, on the newspapers. They're all controlled by the same people, folks. Operation Mockingbird took over all the media. So that's why we sit with the problems that we sit today, because people feed on that stuff. And that's what they believe. And the universities that were taken over, standardized of education over 100 years ago, even of the seminaries. So pastors are coming out clueless. Students are graduating out of high school clueless. People graduating out of university totally ill-equipped, have no clue what's going on.
And it's spiritual, because you can take one of these zombified people and actually get them connected to God. Suddenly they awaken and go, wow, where was I? What do you call that when they're in a delusion, like under a spell?
It's like the God of this world has blinded their eyes. There's no other way, that the enemy has blinded their eyes so they can't see the truth. And so that's the way they lean, where they accuse us of being, we just right-wing conspiracy or whatever. No, we've actually looked at the facts. When you travel 59 countries of the world, I see the same scenario repeated in all the countries that we go to. It's just different names, different players, but it's the same narrative.
That's it. The devil is very formulaic, which is the strength, but also its weakness. But it is exactly formulaic.
Well, look what he did to Adam. He said, if you do, I'll give you all of this. I mean, basically, he came to Jesus. He said, if you will bow down before me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Adam was the one that sold everything out to Lucifer. And so that's when you.
By the way, when I was offered by the biggest syndicator in the country, the book deals, the Fox deals, the $10 million a year, all this stuff, and that's $10 million to me, not $10 million to fund an operation.
Sure, sure.
And of course, it meant nothing, because I knew it was a sellout, because they said, we'll control you. It was just like that. I was up in a high building and looking down on New York, and it was just like the devil. And then they even made devil jokes. And then Mark Dice got called into Hollywood. They wanted to give a national TV show with one of the guys from Motley Crue. And they said, but we just want you to say you denounce Christ. He says, this is a joke. They said, no, you got the show. You're going to make $1 million a year. Just denounce Jesus right now. And Mark went, wow, this is really real. And they said, yeah, no, it's real.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they take you up in buildings and tell you.
It's blatant.
It's just like with Christ.
Sure.
They do the same thing. That's what I'm telling you. It's like a program. It's there's nothing there. It's like a.
Sure. But the bombardment starts with the daycare. From right little kids, bombarded in daycare all the way to primary school, high school, and university. So I try to tell parents, teach your own kids, do homeschool. There's programs that you can get where kids will actually, by the time they graduate, be way ahead.
We're going to talk about solutions. We're going to break. When I told you that story, Mark Dice has come on and talked about it. And he's had big national shows and stuff. They really told him that.
Unbelievable.
They wouldn't do that to you, a pastor. They know. I'm telling you, with people like me, a long time ago, when I was like 25 years old, they point blank. But they didn't say, hey, we're devil worshippers. But it was like you're up in a big building. They're going, you can have all this. Don't you want it?
Unbelievable.
But I'm saying, how weird is that they repeat the same thing over and over again?
Sure. Well, it's the same. That's why we put this out, because it's the same history repeats itself over and over.
Folks, the mark of the beast, world government, at least a prototype of it, is here. Prophecy has been fulfilled. We're going to talk about it with Pastor Brown on the other side, the author of Killing of Uncle Sam at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The book is The Killing of Uncle Sam. It comes out next Tuesday. We're selling it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the audiobooks and everywhere else. It's going to be great because that's how I really read books now, is audiobooks. But I got an advanced copy of this, one of the last books I've read in the last 6 months, The Killing of Uncle Sam. And I don't care where you get it. Where is the best place for people to get it?
InfoWars.
But tell people your site, too.
Okay, revival.com. It will the KillingUncleSamBook.com. Or go, here's what will really help, too. If you out, go to Barnes & Noble. And tell them, please stock the book. If you're flying anywhere through an airport, go to the airport bookstore.
Sometimes. Ask them.
Yes.
And people don't get, it's that word of mouth, especially in the digital age, trumps everything.
Correct. So we need to get the word out because we don't want this book stopped. We want to get this information out. And let me say this. I don't even take a royalty from it. Neither does my co-author, Paul Williams.
But I hope you make money on it. You need to fund your operation.
Yeah, it's going to go to our School of Government. We started a School of Government.
I know you gave me 500 copies. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I wanted to be a part of what you're doing. Because what you're doing is
by the way, I've watched you for years, a decade on TV, listened to you. You were taken back when I told you about the Mark Dice. We've had him on. These clips are real. Mark Dice, you're the media critic.
Oh, I watched him, yeah.
Yeah, billions of views, probably a billion views. They actually got him up before he would be given this national TV show. And I even know the company he was involved in because I did some TV stuff. They didn't ever tell me, hey, we want you to reject Jesus or anything. But they did with him. And I've talked to other people in Hollywood where they actually ask you to renounce Christ.
Well, I don't doubt that for 1 second. So that's the attack. That's the whole attack. So I feel that we have a last-minute reprieve, Alex. I really feel that. You know, 2008 was a real critical year for us before, you know, we were just looking at where America was headed. And I was actually speaking in Phoenix, Arizona. And on a Monday night, as I was preaching, I just began to speak this out, come right out of my spirit. And I said, and was really talking to the church. It's like I heard the Lord say, tell the church to speak to the sun and tell the sun, no, you can't set just yet. For the sun is fast setting on the horizon of time. But just like Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still, and the Lord gave him one more day, the Lord said, I will give you one more hour of daylight. So I kind of figured, okay, what's an hour of daylight? If 1,000 years a day, days 1,000 years, that'll be 40 years. So I said, okay, great. That'll put me into my late 80s. And we can smack this thing up the side of the head. And that's the hour. Because here's the thing. 100 years from now, we'll be in heaven, you and me. And then we look at each other and we think, did we play the fool with our life on the earth? Was there more that we could have done? Could we have
done? That's the feeling I constantly have. It's not that I'm big enough or a good man or any of this. I feel like with all I've got, I should be doing more. And I'm constantly frustrated. And then in my gut, God just says, look, just trust in God, be good, be strong, tell the truth, it's all going
to
work out.
That'll never go away because that's the thing that causes you to reach out. So that'll never go away. So be encouraged about that because I deal with the exact same thing. So, I mean, when we...
It can be midnight and I feel like I haven't done enough.
Oh, yeah. So
because we know it's like this evil is coming. Yeah.
2007, 8, and 9, we went to 55 cities across America and saw 1.1 million people give their lives to the Lord. That's in schools, retirement homes. We went to all the retirement homes where people were dying, left by their families, and people were confessing Jesus and praying with us. Some of the ladies, they actually prayed. People prayed, and their last words were, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And they died. They died right as they prayed the prayer.
And you know they were probably waiting for that.
They were. Well, here's one classic example.
My dad's mom, she was a Christian, but she waited till my dad got there to die. She's like, oh, you're here, and died.
What happened? One of our people that we trained went into a retirement home. This lady, 83 years of age, she's sitting curled up in a fetal position, and Alex, no family, no body, no food. She's only given water. She's dying. And she's groaning. And one of our people shook her awake. And she looked right up in the aisle. She didn't know who it was. And she said, my soul is lost. So she knew she was dying, and there was nobody there to pray with her before she died. And they prayed with her right there, led her to Christ immediately. They went down to the next room. 20 minutes later, they went by, and there was a sheath covering this lady. They had plucked her right out of the jaws of hell. And so... The church.
That's thing, powerful. That's like right on the cross.
It amazing. The church thinks that we got to wait for everybody to
that
come.
That brings tears to my eyes to think about how people warehouse their parents and then they die alone. And then these people don't think they're not going to die like that. I mean, right there, that's a test right there if you don't take care of your parents.
You know, we've got to reach, we've got to win the lost. Alex, you know, the Bible says he who wins souls is wise. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the Bible says God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world. So God's not against anybody. He loves everybody. But he wants people to know that the price was paid on Calvary. Jesus did it all.
And by the way, we know because the whole wicked anti-human system that dumbs people down, that sterilizes, that poisons the earth, everything out of it is evil, nothing good. It hates Christ. Doesn't hate the fake churches. That's the counterfeit.
And
it
hates
Christ.
Antichrist. That's the Antichrist. Antichrist spirit is anything that's Antichrist, which he came to give life.
And you look at Hollywood, Bezos, all of it. It's totally Antichrist.
Totally.
We're going to go to break in 4 minutes. I want you to get on the floor. But got tears in my eyes thinking about that powerful story. But I want you to specifically speak to just, I mean, like, time frames, reprieve, so people understand this. Because so many Christians think they're just dead and they don't have any power to change some timeline. But you look at Nineveh and other cases in the Bible and history of big reprieves show that there can be a bigger plan, other things can happen. And so I think when you say a window, you mean like a Nineveh reprieve.
Correct. So like you take Jonah. So here's Jonah. God tells him to go to Nineveh and he doesn't want to go. So what does he do? He takes a cruise. So he's sitting on this boat eating seafood. Then all hell breaks loose. And guess who gets thrown overboard? Jonah. Now he becomes seafood. So this fish swallows him up. Now he's inside the belly of the fish. Now he's got to do some praying. Wouldn't you pray if you were in the belly of a fish? I'd be praying. You know what I mean? Because you know the way out is not the way you came in. Think about the process of being in a digestive system of a fish. So he's there for 3 days. He prays. He cries out. And the fish, thankfully, vomits him out. So no wonder when Jonah went to Nineveh and said, repent, they all repented. Said, look at this guy. He looks like crap. You know what I mean? So they all repented, and the whole of Nineveh turned because Jonah went to go and obey God. Ultimately, but he went through the belly of a fish. God doesn't want you to go through a belly of a fish. He just wants you to obey. Here's the thing. Not everybody's going to stand in the church and preach like do what I do, but everybody should be vocal. You got to use, and don't come tell me that you don't use shy and embarrassed. I'll take your cell phone and we'll see your collective talk time on your cell phone. And I'll show you that you are not shy and embarrassed. Talk about the things that are important to you. You have to get radical. It's time for Americans to stand up. You can't leave this to a Sunday morning, 1 hour thing on a
Sunday. That's the thing is we've got this whole global government program, but the one thing it doesn't want you to be is Christian and speaking out and talking to other people. It wants you to just shut up and talk about Netflix and talk about all this stuff, but all of that is killing us.
Totally, because it's distracting from the main point. The fact is, matter that what would happen if you're watching the program right now, but tonight, listen to me, you put your head on your pillow in the middle of the night, you fall asleep and never wake up. Where are you going to go? Somebody said, well, I don't believe in that. Well, that's fine. But you know what? You don't want to be on the other side of that and then find out that you heard me talk along these lines and that you never
surrendered your life. But if you study the globalists, they're obsessed with energy and spirits and the dimensions and that they're caught in this evil thing. They don't want us to go up to God. Because they want us to go down to them.
And they're trying to become God. It's like the Tower of Babel.
They're trying to build here on Earth. Exactly. They're trying to take genetics and saying, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God.
It's like a Tower of Babel.
And why do the globalists all say, we have to have world government and exterminate humanity, and then the AI machines will let us merge with them. And even Elon Musk says he meets with all these billionaires. They all go, I worship the spirit, and it will be in the computer, and I will merge, and everyone else will die. And he's like, what kind of cult are you in? Why are you all saying we're going to kill everybody? Because there's some satanic interdimensional force, whatever you want to call it, Satan, pushing through doing this.
Yeah, well, you can just go to the Georgia Guidestones, what's erected right outside of Atlanta, the whole plan to reduce...
Paid for by Ted Turner.
Reduce the world's population to 500 million people. Because they feel like the world's overpopulated, which you know that the scientists said we could have 10 billion people on the planet.
Put them all in Texas.
But we could have 10 billion people on the planet and would never get more than that. Just by death and birth, it would stay at that.
Well, it's already going to peak out. They're thinking about 9 billion.
Yeah. But God never put the earth here to run out of anything. Never. And the Bible says as long as the earth remains seed time and harvest, day and night, summer and winter will not cease. Will not cease. That's in the book of Genesis.
We come back, though. The Mark of the Beast world government system. It's here. We're going to break it down.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him
the killing of Uncle Sam, the demise of the United States of America. Must get book. Start shipping out next week. Pre-order Infowars.com. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is here with us. During a four-minute break last hour, you just really laid out the Mark of the Beast system and how the precursor is already here like no one else I've seen. And even if people don't believe in God, this system of control, imagine what a Stalin or a Hitler would have done with this and how they're already using the digital control and already harassing nationalists and Christians and patriots and persecuting the church, all of it. So lay that out for people.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, obviously, everything's about buying and selling. You take the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 28, talking about Lucifer, said you were this son of the morning. It says you were perfect in every way till iniquity was found in you, and by the multitude of your merchandise and the iniquity of your traffic. So obviously he was doing something in heaven, and when he fell, he took a third of the angels with him. So number one politician is Lucifer, and he knows how everything to do with trade. It's all, that's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So when he was thrown onto the earth, here's Adam, who's actually in charge of the whole planet, sells everything.
Doesn't know it.
No. Names all the animals. I mean, you imagine the brain to name all the animals. Alex, unbelievable. And so
perfect in his generations.
In everything, and could commune with God. And then Adam loses everything. And so here, the devil's in control. What are the two areas that we are told as Christians we have to stay away from? Money. We shouldn't have any money. We should be poor, which is a total lie. If you read the Bible, it doesn't.
We're given dominion over the whole planet.
Everything.
It's all devilish tricks.
Totally. And the other area is government. But Jesus is going to set up government. Ultimately, we're going to rule and reign with him. So we might as well practice down here. So the fact of the matter is this, that people don't
understand. They trick us into giving up our birthright.
Totally. And then the Christians are just shoved down in the church on a Sunday, and you need to be quiet. You need to shut up. Don't make a noise. Absolutely not. I can't preach on a Sunday when you're killing my people Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm not going to promise my people it's going to be okay just because we read the Bible and we pray. I tell you, we read the Bible, we pray, and God tells us to go do something. It's time for everybody to get up and kick butt and take names. It's time for people to get serious with what they believe. Stephen was stoned to death. I don't want to get to heaven and then have to tap Stephen on the shoulder and say, "You're my hero. Because you love Jesus more than me, and I was a chicken."
No, I agree. We should be on the march, but so people understand, our children, the smartphones, the social media is making them depressed. Everything that's deployed, the cancer rates, we're falling apart. You talk about China and its whole system and India. Get into the Mark of the Beast, because this proves it's all real.
So everything's coming to this buying and selling, which has to do with your power, your ability to buy. So if they start removing cash, people don't know there's only 7% of cash in circulation in America.
Well, remember the one time Christ beat people, the money changers, they'd make you buy a special coin to buy your sacrifice, and they manipulated it, made you pay 10 times what it was worth through scarcity. So it's showing they, through commerce, they make commerce your God and get between you and God and then rip you off.
Totally.
So Christ is like merchants ripping people off. Gets him mad.
That's why he flipped over the money changer. Jesus actually beat the central bankers of the day. So here's what, in England, there's only 4% of cash in circulation. So that's why they want to go to a total cashless society and then basically control you, monitor you through your social media, where you are, what you're eating.
Through your purchases.
Everything. And so basically, you know, people say to me, well, I'll move to another country. I've got news for you. They'll watch you in another country. I've got friends in Australia on the big cattle stations. And he told me, I mean, I'm talking about where they're 40,000 head of cattle. I'm talking about a million acres. That's a huge, the father and sons leave the house and they don't get home for 3 months and they're only on their property. Can you imagine that? That's how big their property is. So they said, if we build something on here, we get a call from the government. What are you doing? Well, how do you know I'm doing something? I'm like 20 hours by car from anywhere. They're watching by satellite. So guess what? You can run, but you can't hide. It don't matter where you are. You'll get tracked. I've already talked to people.
And you called it the noose tightening. What you said during that four-minute break was...
Yeah, the noose is tightening, basically, to where you won't be able to move, do anything, because your cell phone's on. They can track wherever you are, what you're doing. They listen to you in your home with your television off. They can watch you in your home. They can listen to you on your device. They can switch your cameras on. They can record it. I mean, basically, we're in a surveillance state. It's 1984, and it's
about ubiquitous.
My wife was saying the other day, she mentioned something, and then she went to search for it, and it popped right up in her search. She said, my phone's listening.
Oh, they admit that. Yeah. That was the patent 12 years ago, and now they're doing it. So we made the joke secretly here. We would go talk about weird, archaic stuff, and a few hours later, it was popping up. I mean, it is just what they've done is so diabolical.
So basically,
you also got into India.
Yeah. India
already has a national ID to buy and sell. Totally. China has their, you're getting into it.
China is also working on that whole thing with the national ID. Plus, they're putting a social score to people that if you don't meet the social score, they won't let you get on an airplane. You might never be able to
fly. And it's already happening to journalists. So there it is. Buy nor sell, can't travel, can't live. You're putting an electronic gulag. I mean, this is here. It's not coming.
No, it's right here. So here's the thing. We have a window. And if the church does not wake up, I'm talking about good people. All that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good people to do absolutely nothing. So when good people get up, and here's the thing. Ask God, what does he want you to do? Everybody can make a difference. Come on. You don't have to do what I do or what Alex does, but you need to do it. And then those of you that are watching Alex right now, you know, some of you have received so much information. It's time for you to do something back to
them. And by the way, they all know that. They're awesome, but they're so humble. And I'm just, because they expect they have to do this big, huge thing. No. Tell people about the website. Tell people about what you're doing.
People need to support you financially. You know, companies, there are companies out there, patriots. You need to send something monthly. Say, Alex, here's $1,000 to help with the info war. It's imperative that you get behind. Because let me tell you, the liberal... All those in the liberal agenda.
They're all giving money.
They're getting pumped millions of dollars.
The Muslims reportedly give like a third of what they do to charity, but it's not charity. It's to big combines. It's
totally to indoctrinate people. So it's imperative. If I can.
Why won't Christians give like the Muslims?
Because, you know.
They've been told just go for a church for an hour and you're done.
It's not that. You know, everything's been attacked. I'll tell you what. You know, because I deal with it. I teach people how to get blessed because I believe in prosperity. I mean, there's people that can go excessive in anything.
Well, it's beyond, at a gut level, it's not just the giving, it's the committing.
Yeah, but...
I mean, that is the committing. But I'm saying, isn't it just the willing to be good?
Yeah, because people think what they have is theirs. They don't understand that they're stewards of what they have. So they think, look at my money. This is all my money. It's actually not. Everything you have comes from God. When a baby's born, it's not born with a briefcase with special documents giving it wealth. It comes out with nothing. And when you leave the earth, you leave with nothing. So we are still...
Well, plus, I was about to say, don't they get they have to parlay the success that their ancestors gave them? They have to continue that on now or they're going to lose it all.
And I think it's the parents' job to teach the children the obligation back to help support the gospel of Christ. And even people that are watching this say, listen, we need to get behind Alex.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. Because I'm going to talk about the founding of Texas when we come back.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rodney Howard Brown's our guest. Amazing in studio. Always enjoy watching him on the internet and television. I wanted to get into what's happened in South Africa as the model of their control, but the Senate Intelligence Committee they said this last night, but now it's official, has found Russian meddling on the side of Trump. Well, of course, you can find bots that somebody bought in Russia to influence. Every country was involved. Like you said earlier, Pastor, Ukraine admittedly was on the side of Hillary. But this claim that Americans didn't elect Trump, they just keep beating this drum.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, Russia had nothing to do with me going to the ballot box. And the same with all the patriots across the United States. So this is all just an attack that the left is cannot get over the fact that they didn't get their candidate in and that they got somebody in there who's actually wrecking.
And I agree. So as everything they do fails and as Trump turns the country around, what are they going to do?
Well, it's going to get worse. I think we're going to just see crazy things happen. You know, it's just you're seeing people act out of the ordinary. People going, they're going to the nth degree to try to stop. It's like a whole bunch of kids. Look at, like you talked about the lady taking a dump in a coffee shop yesterday. So it's this, we're just going to expect to see more.
By the way, insanity, mental illness, bizarre behavior is in every level way up in Western countries. What is it? What's happening?
It's gone to the umpteenth level. You know, I think we've got a lot of people on all kinds of drugs. I mean, you see what's taking place even with the medical profession. I mean, you know as well as I do that there are many, many people are dying from malpractice things that take place even in the hospital. You know, so which, you know, I know doctors are trying to help people, but the whole of medical science has changed.
The system. Your book breaks down how the Rockefellers on record took control of it.
Correct. Of the American Medical Association. So this is so important that people realize, you know, and that, again, let me just say this. I want to say this on air. I feel that you're going to have, and what will unveil here in the next year, will be a 24-hour news network that will be around the clock, and you'll have different people that will report. Plus, you're going to have reporters around the world in the countries of the world that will be InfoWarriors that will report. They'll do it as their hobby. And so daily, uploaded to InfoWars, you're going to be getting all these headlines that will come, and it will not come through the mainstream media, AP, you know, Reuters. It's going to come straight to InfoWars. And I just see this as a new...
Oh, I like that, because almost like they're accredited, we approve them, but they upload, we know who they are, it's there, then we put it into the live feed. That's pretty much what I've been trying to envision. So in your mind's eye or in your spirit, what did you see, Pastor?
I just feel that's what you're going to end up with here. And I feel that's why I said earlier, there's people out there, there's people watching, Alex, that you have the means. I'm not saying to throw $100. You have the means to come and bring millions of dollars to the table. And you need to do it for the sake of America and for the sake of the nations of the earth.
Well, I was about to say, I know just in Texas the amount of money there is, and I've never even really gone out and tried to get it myself. I've tried to self-fund, but as they try to shut us down, it becomes harder. And all these people know what's going on, but they think if they hoard more of the money, that somehow they're going to win. They're going to lose it all.
Yeah, because they could collapse. They could shut down the dollar tomorrow. They could collapse Wall Street next Monday. And it's over.
That's why the only real value is what you do spiritually, politically. You could say real estate as well, but they could try to take that. I mean, so many Christians and conservatives sit on the fence. They think that's safe in the spirit of stagnant behavior. But now you can see we're going over the waterfall. We're entering a big time of change.
Totally. So I want to just say this again. You watching here, you have a company, you have a corporation, and you are successful. Get behind the InfoWars. You've received from Alex for years. You know you're awake, so we don't have to wake you. But take your money, put your money where your mouth is and say, Alex, hey, well, let's help pay for all what you need in your studio. Let's help underwrite the satellite times of what you need to take this thing global. Let's help you build a whole network of information.
I'll say this. If we got big donations that were earmarked, I would 100% go to satellite, one satellite, all of Africa, Middle East, satellite, Europe, Russia, satellite, Japan, that whole area, down through Asia, South Pacific, 5-6 satellites more, we cover the whole planet.
We've got
two right now covering North America.
By the way, I do have contact with all those people, all the satellite companies, so I know all the thing. I can help you that they won't gouge you because if you...
I know. We got gouged a few years ago, and the satellite was so high tech, the companies wouldn't even decode it on the ground.
Yeah. If you let an agency do it for you, the agency is doing it. They're not going to cut the price down to get you a deal.
I know.
They're
going to
keep it high so they can get a greater commission. So let me help you with that. I know all these people.
That's another problem. the left loves to be in control. They don't do anything of the tech, of the companies. And as you said, thank you for your help. This is, I appreciate you reaching out to us to help us, because I admire the work you're doing. But the fact that you know all this, I've been through that, where the left is in these companies and they sabotage you through what they do.
Totally. Well, it comes through lawyers, CPAs, all of this stuff. I can write a book on it. You know, I can write a book on all the corruption. And I'm just talking about from the church standpoint. These Christian attorneys and Christian CPAs are going to help you. Meanwhile, they're setting you up for trouble so that they can make money defending you at a later time. And they always act like you're stupid. You don't know what you're doing. But we're not stupid, because you know in your spirit, you know something's wrong here. So that's what I always work off of what my heart is telling me. So I'm not going to, I'm not going to just believe what they say because,
the point is, we're not just on air. People think, oh, they're on air fighting this. No, the whole system wants to shut this down to shut your voices up.
Totally. So, but you've got information through books, through films, all your films, Alex. People watch those things all the time.
I need to make more films.
Yeah.
But now it does seem like a big film, a big event. They have trouble censoring, but the constant news we put out, they're trying to block it. Let me ask you this, because I've been asking a lot of the questions, Pastor Brown. Gut level, in the age of the earth and in God's plan, you talk about a reprieve, just in your mind's eye. I know you don't want to say exactly, because you don't want to be up there like you have all the answers. But at a spiritual level, a sermon level, how long's the planet got left? I mean, I know we have it from a Christian perspective, from the Bible, which I think is 100% accurate, but in a modern context, the devil, I mean, it sounds like some interdimensional creature here trying to enslave us, and God gave us creation and life, and God's trying to warn us, but we have free will. So if this con artist wants to, trick us into getting the white truck with him, the white van, God will let us do that. I'm not saying God's a sadist. I totally get God's spirit, but free will, man, I guess God
He's waiting on us. He's actually waiting on us. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? So he's waiting on us. In every generation, down through the centuries, there'd be men and women that stood up, Wilberforce and others, that made a difference for their generation. How would you have liked to live in England in the middle of the 1700s? Are you kidding me? I mean, imagine our travel today, we can get on a plane, fly around the world. They had to take 3 months to go and navigate, and it was crazy. So we're living in the greatest hour with the greatest technology to get the greatest message out to a lost and dying world. And
the enemy was arrogant and thought, oh, Christians, conservatives, you'll never beat us. We've got the big money and the slick systems. But we use the internet, and all of the world are defeating them now.
It's Gideon's army. It's the whole thing of Gideon's army, just 300. It's Gideon's army. We don't need that many. It's a David coming against Goliath. Who could ever believe that? So don't buy the narrative that there's nothing we could do, because a lot of Christians are just waiting, well, I know the Lord will come one day, take me out. No. It's up to us.
I know if patriots went to every Democrat Congress event, Senate event, and just exposed Comey's a fraud, Russiagate's a fraud, Bill Clinton's a rapist, Infowars.com, web censorship's happening, that buzz scares them so much if people just everywhere went and did it themselves.
But there's people that have to get involved. People need to get involved in the school board district. People need to get on the county. They need to get involved in local government, because all government is actually local. That's, that has grown. So you need to make a difference in your town, in your village, in your city. And you need to get radical. You need to get on fire for
God. By the way, people think it's like work to go out and fight corruption. When you go out, it's fun. You meet new people. It's exhilarating. You're supposed to be doing that.
Listen, I'll tell you what. The greatest joy you're going to get is by helping other people and bringing them out of their condition where they are. You can't sit by and just watch this thing come and then do nothing and just, well, one day we'll all go to heaven. No, we're here on the earth. It's time for us to do something. It's time for us to get with the program.
And because if you're not conscious of all the tech and the soul-stealing stuff, you're going to give in to it. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stay with us. Then Doug Hagmann takes over.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, there's a saying that there are no atheists in foxholes. And I've had very powerful spiritual experiences in my life. And the more I've studied the globalists and their whole operations, they're now very honest about it. They are Luciferians. When you get to the top of the world, George Soros and his son are on are in photos at Aleister Crowley events. His son, every week there's new photos. It's like he lives at these things, spirit cooking, all this really evil stuff. And then I've noticed most of the atheists at the high level aren't really atheists. They just don't want you to know there's a God there so they can feed on you. I know you're all about positive stuff, Pastor Brown, but speaking to what the devil would do if he gets full control and we don't stand up, if this psychotic evil force in the universe.
Well, he wants to destroy everybody. We can see that from the killing of all the babies, you know. So the babies are not even safe in their mother's womb.
And Silicon Valley says, we've got to kill everybody, then we become gods.
Yeah, then the plundering of the children from the pedophilia all the way through the bombardment of the kids through primary school, through high school. And then by the time your kid gets to university, he's not even the child that you even knew. You sit and question yourself, how did my kid go wrong?
So they're trying to block people from finding God by controlling the churches, putting drugs in the water, the food.
Controlling the narrative. Control the narrative. And spend.
Make people victims of anything good, like Western civilization, free market, God. Oh, that's abusive. You don't want that.
Yeah, because he wants to destroy you. So the Bible says that the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. So this is what's so important, that we, that everybody does something, you know.
And by the way, every place in the world where there are Christians, there is prosperity. Right across the line, there's not.
Totally. Even across Africa, where I come from, every country that has been the poverty-stricken is because they worship ancestors, they worship idols. And you can see it. You go to the nations. You go to Haiti. You see what's going on there. Voodoo. And you go to Madagascar, where people worship their ancestors. Every year they bring their mother and father. They dig them up, or their grandparents, and walk their bodies around the city to show them the new happenings of what's taking place. So it's a whole nother level. I mean, in India has 300 million gods. And obviously now India's received the gospel, and India's rising. There are more millionaires there than anywhere else in the world. So India's seeing a whole reformation take place in India. In actual fact, I think it shocked the globalists of what's happening in India.
And I've read it. A lot of that's Christianity driving.
Totally, totally. I mean, there's huge churches and people are coming. It's the gospel. It's the light. It's the light of the gospel and connected to God and the Holy Spirit that's giving people creativity and people inventions. And you can see what happened in America coming out of the first Great Awakening in the 1700s and the second one in the 1800s. And we need another great spiritual awakening.
Well, it's like the Reformation led the Renaissance.
Totally. So we need another great spiritual awakening in America. So where you saw all those kids marching for, you know, anti-guns and that, the day will come when those kids will be packing the streets and they're going to be marching for King Jesus. I believe that with all my heart. And I feel that we've got this window. God has granted us a last-minute reprieve. It's not over yet. Because let me tell you, back in 07, I said to the Lord, tell me, is it too late? I mean, it's 07, 08. Is it too late? I'll tell the people, because I'm not going to lie to them. I'll tell them, hey, so it's over, and put yourself in the brace position, like they tell you on an aircraft, which is not a good thing. Because that means you're trying to get your head as close to your butt.
Put your head between your knees.
You can kiss it goodbye. You know, it's like we're going down, you know. So, no, the Lord said to me, it's not too late. And God is waiting on us. He's waiting on us to stand up. And I want to just say this, you know, I feel the Lord's hand of protection is on you. If they were going to take you out, they would have taken you out. They're not going to touch you because of the blood of Jesus that protects you, the angels of God that encamp about you, your wife, your children, and everything that you touch. So don't get frustrated. Know that the Lord, there's a God in heaven. And you know, he's about you. He said, I'll be about you as a wall of fire.
He told believe Joshua, I feel it. Yeah. I just feel like I'm doing good enough.
No, Alex, it's not about that. You're doing your best. Here's the thing. Everybody must do what they can. Everybody does their best. And that, at the end of the day, God takes our best and he multiplies.
Oh, I know. I can feel God's strength. So I just can't believe that other people don't see it.
Yeah, but that's why I've got to preach the gospel to them so that they can experience the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that will energize.
Well, it's like you said, we've got to get glorified bodies to even feel God.
Ultimately, we'll get that. We don't
know
at this juncture.
But just the edges of it, it's so big. Like, it's like there's no energy even like it. That's why people don't even know.
No, there's nothing like it. So I want to say this. You know, people, you've been attacked like I've been attacked. But I look beyond all of that. I said, that man, God is using him to wake people up. And that's why I said to my wife, I want to help Alex somehow. That's why I sent the books and all that. I come here. I actually brought a gift for you today.
Well, let me just say, Pastor Rodney, I feel in the spirit strong even when I listen to you. But in person, I feel it. Makes you feel good.
Well, we're praying for you. Our church is praying for you, and you keep up the good work. And don't even react, because my first reaction when I was under attack was I would react to all the bullies, and I would get up and whatever.
Well, my listeners have said they're sick of hearing about the attacks. Not they don't want to know about it. They just they don't care. They're going to support us. I just can't believe what liars they are.
Yeah, but the best thing to do is get one of your other staff to make up a 10-minute clip on all what's going on, and then you just come in and give the InfoWars, and then you don't have to deal with it. Because I deal with, listen, let me tell you, I get angry. You know, you do get angry. The Bible says, actually, be angry and sin not. But do you want me to give you the gift up?
Sure.
Okay, so I collect 45s. So I was given this 45, specially made. This is from the United States Submarine Force. Pride runs deep. It's actually serial numbered. And I wanted to bring you a gift today.
Well, you showed it to me earlier. I'm very honored. Thank you. I know it's unloaded here, but...
On the air.
Amazing. Let's get the document cam shot on
a
this.
A preacher's giving Alex Jones a 45.
Silent service dolphin code. And then it's got the double sabers here. Well, God bless you. Thank you. It's a beautiful 45. I can't wait to shoot it.
Yeah. And
Submarine Force 012. Thank you, sir.
I can't wait till the media put that headline up. Preacher brings Alex Jones 45. That's the headline for the mainstream media.
It's beautiful.
So you feel the action on it. Just feel that action on it. It's got a
great It's very nice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the trigger pull, everything.
Well, next time you come back, I think you've got to catch a plane soon. We've got to go shooting.
Oh, we definitely. Yeah. So, I started gun clubs in churches to arm everybody.
I know.
Because
I've seen in the news they demonize you. But that's one place we're also winning is the Second Amendment, because it's tangible. We can feel it.
Because if they take the Second Amendment, we lose the First Amendment. So somebody said, shut up. Well, come down and make me shut up. Because the Founding Fathers didn't put the Second Amendment there so we could protect our house or go duck hunting. The Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment there so we could protect ourselves from a tyrannical government.
That's right. It's there to defend the First, the Fourth, everything.
And guess what? They made me swear to defend the Constitution, Alex. So they should never have made me a citizen. As long as I was a green card holder, then everything was okay. But the moment I raised my hand to say I pledge to defend the Constitution, that was in America, you got me. So the Lord is with you, my friend.
Oh, believe me, I can feel it.
He's with you. And he will help you through all the storms, all these attacks, even lawsuits, they will come unraveled. And, you know, look what's happening. Even they try to, it's like everybody that comes against Trump, something happens to them. I'm saying it's like an unseen hand is dealing with them. So people think.
Well, that's already happened with most of the lawsuits.
Totally. But I'm talking about even with our president.
No, that's happened,
So we pray for him, and God will bring him through. As long as he stays humble and just cries out to God, which he is, I believe he's calling out to the Lord.
You can see that he said he's changed, too. Nobody's perfect, but he's stronger and stronger. And I know, as he's told me the times I talked to him, that, you know, he talks about God. He really feels it.
But we didn't elect a Sunday school teacher. We elected a wrecking ball. And that's what we got. So if he ever hears this, wreck on, Mr. President, wreck on. We're behind you.
I agree. You know, speaking of providence or serendipity, synchronicity, Doug Hagmans is friends with your co-author. And then this was all, he only hosts like every 2 or 3 weeks, but he happens to be hosting today. And your co-author is coming up today, Paul L. Williams. So that'll be good.
Correct. And they're great friends. And I've actually been on Doug Hagmans' show. So that's
just, I know, I've seen it.
It's all just working out great.
Well, we're trying to get more board ops and more producers hired so we can do a daily show with Doug and with other co-hosts with him. So that's what we're trying to do into the future here. But just separately, the nastiness of Hollywood, that you know, the hatred of just how unhappy they are. Wouldn't it be nice if the leaders of Hollywood found Christ? Maybe we should pray for them.
I think there's a lot of people in Hollywood that are, if you really knew what was going on, they're not in agreement. But it will
cost them. Most of them don't like it. They're bullied into it.
Correct. So it's going to cost them their future career. So I think wouldn't it be great if we had other alternatives for Hollywood actors to make movies that was outside of
the system? Well, here's the thing. Since the awakening happened, people even 10 years ago still liked Hollywood. Almost no one likes it. If I have Hollywood people on, even if they're good people, people don't like it. If I have a pastor on like you, they love it. People hate the system.
Yeah.
I'm saying Hollywood has only now begun to figure out, like you said, it's being propped up by government. It's gone.
But what, you know, not only with the 24-hour news network, what if you have your own film studio, Alex? And then you hire.
By the way, all the main grossing ones are Christian films now.
Sure.
Wow. The book is The Killing of Uncle Sam, co-written with Paul L. Williams and Rodney Howard Brown. God bless you, my friend. We're back in 2 minutes, and we're going to just say hi to Doug Hagman real quick. Then we'll punch out of here and let him continue on with your co-author, Paul L. Williams. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, just keep praying for the broadcast and sending out the links. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's been our amazing guest the last 2 hours, and it just worked out that his co-author Paul L. Williams is coming up in about 6 minutes after this first little segment. But I know Doug Hagman's a fan of the work you do, Pastor, and so I want to get you guys a chance to talk here for a few minutes. But it just comes down to this. There are evil forces in the world that want to dominate the entire continuum of humanity. They want to end it. They want to take control of it. That's not God's plan. God's plan is milk and honey. It's everything good. And people can see that now. And so this is quite a time to be alive. But Doug, just say hi to your pastor friend here.
It's boy, I'll tell you, what a fascinating couple of hours. Incredible stuff.
Hey, Doug, it's great to see you, as always. And I know you're going to have my dear friend on shortly, Paul Williams. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, your book is fantastic. I would urge everyone to get it via InfoWars Store. It's incredible. It's an incredible read. You and Dr. Williams did a great job on that, as well as what's coming up. And we've never broken this before. I don't believe publicly. We're going to be talking about the Islamic infiltration via the Islamic training compounds and show some of these photographs. I don't think we ever saw the light of day of the surveillance that we did of these Islamic training compound. So looking forward to that. But it's all, as always, it's great to see you, Pastor.
Great to see you too, and keep up the good work.
Just briefly, before you guys break all that down, what do you make of the New York Times confirming illegal spying on Trump? Sounds like they know Trump's ready to release this stuff and Mueller's in a lot of trouble. And you've got Giuliani saying, you better give up right now. Let me find the exact quote. You better give up right now, or we're ready to rip you apart if you want us to.
You know, we've been talking about this, Alex. We've been talking about this for weeks, if not months. Look, this was a setup, a sting operation of Donald Trump that went awry. Of course, deep state, this whole thing. And you're right. They are about right now to the Donald Trump is striking back, is fighting back. And we are the media, the honest media, is exposing everything that they've done, exposing the setup, the entrapment, exposing the deep state, killing Uncle Sam, a good exhibit, court exhibit, if you will. But now it's a street fight. It's a cage match now. So this is what we're seeing. So it's this crossfire hurricane, operation, of course, everything is being exposed. And it's an exciting time to be alive, for sure.
All right. Well, that's all coming up. We got about 2 minutes to break. Doug Hagman, go ahead and take over. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alex. I really appreciate it. Folks, look, what is taking place right now in terms of the exposure of what has taken place with respect to McCabe, you've heard of that, and Comey on his book tour, and the Mueller, the larger Mueller investigation, all of this is about to fall apart, be crumbled, or be shattered. It's up to them. It's amazing to me how we have gone nearly 500 days of a Donald Trump presidency, about 370 some days or roughly, or 300 and some odd days, close to a year, I guess, of the Mueller investigation. Mueller finding nothing, and yet the continuation of this probe, which is highly illegal, most assuredly. The question is, are we going to see justice brought to people like Comey, McCabe, ultimately, all of the individuals responsible for this crossfire hurricane, all of the individuals responsible for the spying, illegal and illicit spying operations? Are we going to see justice brought to these people? Is the OIG report that's being really tossed out as the savior of things, is that OIG report merely going to expose the criminality, or is it going to have some teeth to it? And that's what we're looking at. And I have a feeling if we don't see teeth to that report, if we don't see indictments, if we don't see justice, then my prediction is we're going to see blood in the streets of America, because Americans are sick and tired of this dual justice system. And that's where we're at today. So coming up, exposing much of the deep state by way of the CIA operations, Dr. Paul Williams coming up, a great segue or a great follow-up to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Stay with us. You're listening to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, hosting fourth hour of InfoWars, InfoWars.com. That's the website to go. My website, of course, is HagmanReport.com, but happy to host the fourth hour. Before bringing on Dr. Paul Williams, which will come up in the next segment, talking about the, giving you some inside information in terms of the Islamic infiltration, before getting to that, what a great show today, by the way, Alex Jones and Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, and of course, all of the information preceding that, and all the great shows throughout the week. But here's something that I want to mention before getting into how bad the Islamic infiltration is. The issue of censorship, we've been talking about this. I've been talking about this on this platform and my platform. The issue of censorship on social media, the lawfare being waged against InfoWars, the celebratory kind of environment that I see on social media about the attacks against Alex Jones, the attacks against InfoWars, the attacks against the honest media. What's this all about? Well, to the people, and I'm going to just be blunt here. There are tiny, puny, minuscule minds out there who are, some people are intellectually bankrupt when they go after platforms such as InfoWars, when they go after our platform, when they go after the people in the alternative media. But don't you find it a little odd that as we see the exposure of the illegal, illicit spying operations against Donald Trump, as the exposure heightens, so does the censorship wars. Do you see any correlation there? I do. The more that we expose the enemies of nationalism, the enemies of making America great again, the more we expose the enemies who are out there attempting to silence the truth about what's really taking place behind the curtain, behind the veil, and behind the scenes, the greater the censorship. And we've been talking about this. We are under attack. Alex Jones and InfoWars is under attack. Many in the alternative media are under attack. And I find it pretty, not just disingenuous, but pretty intellectually dishonest when you've got people out there on Twitter, on Facebook, saying, yeah, shut them down. Yeah, the fake peddlers or purveyors of fake news. Well, when you start looking at the backgrounds of the people who are carrying that torch to have InfoWars shut down and to have our program shut down, you start looking at the backgrounds, start looking at their agenda, you'll see a close ties in many cases, not all, but many cases, between the people who are anti-exposure to the misdeeds, the criminal activity of the Clintons and of the Bushes and the globalists and the usual parties. And the more we expose, of course, the greater the censorship calls are, and the more personal they become and the more insidious they become. So here's my message to you, to those people who are celebrating the fact that, oh, yeah, look at this. This is the demise of the alternative media, people in the alternative media. And I don't care if it's InfoWars, or Hagman Report or whatever. It doesn't matter. To the people who are celebratory in that environment, you're next. Whether you know it or not, you're next. Because if they can do it to us, they will do it to you. And it's the objectionable content, which the content that they cannot counter with facts. That's the problem to them. You see, so they can't counter with facts. No, they've got to pull the plug. And I've said this before, and we're seeing this being heightened and the censorship increase. So that's what I want you to consider. So the next time that you in this radically elated fashion want to pile on the dog pile and say, well, you know what? It's fake news. It's all fake news, and shut them down. It's okay. Think about what you're doing. Because again, this is not what it seems to be, and there is a causation there. The more that we bring out, of course, the greater the calls for censorship. So again, this is something that I think people really need to look at. from an evidentiary standpoint. When you, again, when you're calling for the shutdown of alternative media, it's just ridiculous, but it's ridiculously evil as well. And it's got an agenda behind it. So again, that's where we're at. Now, you know, it's interesting because we're waiting for the Inspector General's report, Michael Horowitz's report, and John Huber's report. We're waiting for that to come out. We're seeing this offensive move by Rudy Giuliani, of course, one of Donald Trump's lawyers. We're seeing all of this pushback against the deep state by the Trump team against the fake news that is coming out. And we're watching the special counsel, Robert Mueller, just attempt to strive for relevance in this environment. Andrew McCarthy has a great piece in the National Review, Spinning a Crossfire Hurricane, the Times on the FBI's Trump Investigation. If you have a chance, check that out in the National Review, Andrew McCarthy. It's dated today. It was published this afternoon. And in this article, he does talk about what is taking place today, what is taking place behind the scenes with the Trump-Russia investigation, how the name came about, the Crossfire Hurricane, and one of the quotes in here, or one of the sentences in here, and I love this particular citation here, writes Andrew McCarthy, the quick take on the 4,100-word opus is that the gray lady buried the lead. Fair enough. You have to dig pretty deep to find that the FBI ran at least one government informant against the Trump campaign. Now, consider this. And the reason I bring that up, I like the writing style, but I bring this up because consider the fact that we had a weaponized Department of Justice and FBI insert human assets into the Trump campaign, into a political opponent's campaign. And I ask you, in what world is this right? In what country? This is the United States of America. This is not some banana republic. Well, it is after, of course, the legacy of Obama. And that's what the legacy of Obama's legacy will be. It's a legacy of division, a legacy of criminality, a legacy of corruption. And we are seeing this come out, and we are seeing that there was absolutely no criminal predicate, as we've been saying, for the investigators, whether the Department of Justice or FBI, to launch an investigation, either a counterintelligence or a criminal investigation into the Donald Trump campaign. There was no Russian collusion proven or sufficient to rise to the level of a court-authorized search warrant, let alone FISA warrant, which is even a higher standard of evidence. So that, again, there's no criminal predicate to justify an investigation of any type within the Donald Trump campaign. So the FBI did not open a criminal investigation. Instead, the Bureau opened a counterintelligence investigation. And that's what I really, if you could take nothing else away from this segment, understand that the counterintelligence department of the FBI DOJ hid behind the investigation, hid behind the counterintelligence of the FBI DOJ. Instead of a criminal investigation, which has more transparency, they went the deep, dark, secret route, and that's a counterintelligence investigation. That lady, Sally Yates, the woman that operated the deputy as attorney general, disallowed any investigative oversight, including the oversight by the inspector general, of course, creating a wall that walls off the counterintelligence bureau, that walls off the counterintelligence bureau from the inspector general's office. So everything that they did in secret, they did in the dark, and of course, without any kind of oversight. So what we're about to see from the inspector general, from Michael Horowitz, is a glimpse into the criminality, the extent of the criminality, and the level of criminality conducted by this previous administration. By the way, it's Obamagate. It's Clintongate. It's not just Comeygate. It is Obamagate, because this exists directly at the feet of Barack Hussein Obama, in my view, the Marxist Muslim who occupied the White House for 8 years. And what we are seeing is the legacy now breaking down. Doug Hagmann sitting in for Alex Jones. Visit InfoWars.com, InfoWars store for, hey, support this broadcast. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help
it. Doug Hagmann sitting in for Alex Jones, hour number four, InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Visit the InfoWars store, by the way. There you can find a number of things to support the operation. Look, it costs money to operate a radio studio, a television studio. It costs money to fund for this operation. So help fund this operation. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. There, I can talk. There you can find The Killing of Uncle Sam. Of course, Dr. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was on with Alex Jones earlier in the show, talking about a number of issues. Extremely important, of course, The Killing of Uncle Sam. His co-author, I was able to twist his arm to get him to join me, his co-author, a good friend of mine, Dr. Paul L. Williams, the co-author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, but also the author of The Day of Islam, which I've got a copy right here. This happens to be an advanced copy of The Day of Islam. The reason I asked Dr. Williams to join me today is to get into something that perhaps you've heard about, but you weren't sure about the validity or the authenticity of the information. And that is, of course, the discussion of paramilitary training compounds, Islamic paramilitary training compounds present here in the United States. It was about 2005, 2006 when I met Dr. Paul Williams up in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Had a meeting with him, and we had a tremendously fruitful meeting, and we shared some notes, investigative notes. Subsequent to that, we had investigated and conducted an investigation into the paramilitary training compounds, the Islamic paramilitary training compounds here in America. So having said all of that, I asked Dr. Rodney Howard Browns, his co-author Paul Williams, to join me for this segment and the subsequent segments. Paul, thanks for joining me.
First of all, my good friend, Doug, you didn't have to twist my arm. When I heard a call from Doug Hagmann, I immediately respond. We go back too far. We have too much history and too many fatwas behind us we are bound together as brothers. So it's just delightful to be on your program, delightful to be on InfoWars, delightful to follow my great friend, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, and what we both discovered in Hancock, New York.
Well, indeed, and of course, we're not going to rehash the previous segments. Of course, you can go back to the segments and listen to Alex and Dr. Brown talk about The Killing of Uncle Sam. But part and parcel to that, of course, the demise of the attacks from within America are the presence of these Islamic training compounds all across the United States. And Dr. Williams, I conducted a pretty lengthy surveillance back in 2000, and I was in the 2000s, post 9/11, and followed that up back just a few years ago of these Islamic training compounds that are formed under what is known as the Muslims of the Americas, Jamaat al-Fukra, and Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani. And of course, you write extensively about that in your book, The Day of Islam. And you yourself have been conducted investigations on these compounds. I got to ask, what'd you find, brother?
First of all, let me tell you how I found the compounds. I went to Northeast Intelligence Network, and I saw this report. This is going back maybe about 2 or 3 years after 9/11, and it was a report by Doug Hagmann on a place called Islamberg. Let me state this emphatically, because there are a lot of people who say, we've done so much investigations into Jamaat. Kamal Foukra and into Jelani and into Islamberg. I've heard them on Fox News. I've heard them on different networks, a lot of Christian broadcast. A lot of these people say, oh, we stumbled on this. No. Islamberg and the other compounds in the throughout the United States, and there are about 35 of them, the settlements were discovered by Doug Hagman. I mean, credit must go where credit is due. It was one of the bravest reports. I ran a newspaper for many years. I've written 15 books, I've written for major newspapers, probably major newspaper in the country. Work with some very, very excellent investigative reporters. That story on Islamberg was one of the finest, maybe the best example of investigative reporting I've ever seen. And after reading that, and I found out it was in Hancock, New York, Doug's findings, and he took the photographs. And among his photographs were photographs of the firing range there, and on the firing range they were firing at school buses, and the school buses were riddled with machine gun bullets, and Doug found also that there were obstacle courses there, and what I did was I went up to Islamberg myself just to find out what in fact was going on following his report. And I went up there several times, I would say at least a half a dozen. And I followed Doug's lead. I went into Islamberg in the outer perimeters, and I saw the firing ranges, and I photographed them myself, as Doug had done. I discovered underground bunkers there. I had discovered, I talked to, there's a sentry, and Doug, you can tell them, the people, this as well. There's a sentry post at the entranceway to Islamberg, and the guard there had a semi-automatic weapon when I was there, and he stopped us, and he was very friendly, though, but, you know, you weren't allowed to go any further, and Islam, by the way, is very close to the main reservoir that serves New York City.
There it is.
New York.
Yep. And to your point about the sentry, and just so people understand, I conducted conducted a surveillance for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 months, and it covered from the winter months to into the spring and into the summer. And this is, again, post 9/11. And what we're talking about are these compounds, one in particular, the headquarters of Jamaat al-Fukra, located in Hancock, New York, as you stated, and as you've written about in the Day of Islam. The leader, of course, is Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani from Pakistan. And if that name sounds familiar, that is the guy that Daniel Pearl was scheduled to meet and was kidnapped, never did meet him, and was ultimately beheaded, the Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Dr. Williams, we've got about 30 seconds left to go in the segment.
Let's tell the people, first of all, like you said, you were there in the winter, and people have to realize that this is a very, very, it's on a place between Hancock and Deposit, New York, on Roos Creek Road, and you're going up a dirt road, and you're going into a very thickly forested area where there's a lot of wildlife, where the people live in a very, very, very rural setting. And I have been there in the winter, but
Dr. Williams, hold that thought. We're up against the break. Hold that thought. We're up against the break. Yeah, you got to bring your waders or boots in the wintertime. InfoWars, Dr. Paul Williams, we'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman, Infowars.com, sitting in for Alex Jones. So thankful for that. You know, leave nothing to chance. I was talking during the break to the wonderful production staff of Infowars.com. They're fantastic people, by the way. Leave nothing to chance. I said, would you tell me when I'm going live? So I don't, you know, so anyway, our guest right now is Dr. Paul L. Williams. And of course, he's the other half. Dr. You heard Dr. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Paul L. Williams is the co-author of The Killing of Uncle Sam, which is available at the InfoWars store. Get it via InfoWars.com. The Killing of Uncle Sam. Reserve your copy now. This is going to be coming out next week. It's an incredible book, I just have to tell you. But the other side of this, the other assault against Uncle Sam and against our nation, is being discussed now with Dr. Williams. Dr. Williams, we're talking about Islamberg. We're talking about the Muslims of the Americas. We're talking about paramilitary training by Islamic, in my view, personal opinion, based on my observations, terrorists in the United States. Where we left off, we, of course, we're talking about the investigations both you and I did.
Yes, Doug. At Islamberg, after I followed up on your original visit there, your lead, I interviewed several people from Islamberg, and I found out that at the end of their training, they all were going to Pakistan. They all went to Pakistan. I'll tell you my major finding at the end of this. But they came back with Pakistan. The settlement there at Islamberg, outside of Hancock, New York, is now filled with Pakistani women. They practice polygamy there, of course, and the African Americans who are recruited from the prison system and trained at Islamberg, after their basic training, they're deployed to Pakistan, and from Pakistan they enter Afghanistan and they fight with the Taliban. Now.
Dr. Williams, how can that be? How can America be host to paramilitary training compounds? Doesn't the FBI know? Doesn't the CIA know? Doesn't our government know?
You and I know. We both reported this to law enforcement agencies. I worked with the FBI for years. I mean, I've worked for the FBI for years. And I reported to them. I reported to the state police. I showed them the pictures, everything else, and nothing happened. The residents up there, as you know, you interview them too. They're scared witless about, you know, from the activities and the explosions that they hear from the camp. They've called the police. They've called the FBI, and nothing is ever done. Well, this is what I discovered. These people go to Pakistan, and they receive further training, and then they go from Pakistan into Afghanistan and fight with the Taliban. Now, I couldn't understand that for the longest time, and then finally it hit me. What the whole thing is a CIA operation. Jalani himself professes to be, when he was in New York at the Yassin Mosque, and I went there as well in Brooklyn, his followers, they all believed he was CIA. And many of the operatives, the jihadis that were trained at Islamberg, including Clement Rodney L., who was instrumental in the first attack on the World Trade Center in 1993, they all believe they're working for the CIA as well. And what happens is what I discovered is that. The CIA set up these camps beginning in 1979. They brought Jelani and Blind Sheikh Rahman from Cairo to the United States to Andrews Air Force Base on U.S. military transports. They were taken here by the CIA. Jelani for a couple weeks received training from the CIA at Langley, and then he was dispatched to Brooklyn to recruit African Americans for the Great Jihad against the Soviets in Afghanistan. So, in the beginning, his efforts were confined to Brooklyn, and he would recruit jihadis, or people who wanted to take part in the jihad, of African Americans all, and ship them to Pakistan. And later, the CIA discovered it's much more cost efficient to train these people in the United States. So the CIA set up these training camps, including Islamberg and training camps throughout the country, for Jelani. And this went on for 10 years. That they were training people for the Great Jihad to take part in the Soviet Afghan war in Afghanistan, which made sense to fight the communists, and we could kind of believe that there was some necessity in that. But at the, this is what really bothered me for a long time, Doug. At the end of that, at the end of the Soviet-Afghan war, the CIA continued to fund Jelani and continued to allow, not allow, but to work with Jelani to create more and more and more of these paramilitary camps throughout the country, some in Georgia, some in Texas, some in California, some in the Midwest, some in the one in Toronto. Right. I mean, they're all over the place. In Virginia, I visited one in Virginia several times. But they were all, what I couldn't put my brain around was why, after the Soviet-Afghanistan war was over, why was the CIA continuing to support Jelani and continuing to sprout these camps up on American soil? And then I came to realize, and this is what really that brought me to Rodney Howard Brown and killing Uncle Sam, I came to realize that the CIA, all of their covert operations are funded by narcotics, primarily heroin. And right. Heroin has become, the CIA since 1947 never received one dime for its black operations, its covert operations. All that funding came from heroin. So the heroin in Afghanistan became vital for the CIA interest at the end of the Soviet-Afghan war. And Jelani and his, by supporting the Taliban and these people being trained on our soil, going to Pakistan and then joining the Taliban, was really to help with the drug trade.
Exactly. And Dr. Williams, let me stop you right there, because this is why. OK, so I conducted surveillance and investigation extensive. As a matter of fact, these are my typed notes from the investigation. I don't know if you, that could be seen, but I mean, it's actually there's about 400 type pages. And of course, my handwritten notes are elsewhere. But the fact is, photographs, video, typed notes from the surveillance investigation. We turned it over to the FBI. I know you did. I turned it over to the FBI. In fact, the FBI said, hey, send the report here. So I did that, as you've done with the FBI, with the state police. What happens before the ink is dry on those reports? All of a sudden, the head of the compounds, this network, Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jelani, he knows about the reports. Yeah. He knows about the surveillance. We've been compromised. Yeah. And just weeks later, by the way, there's a picture of my car. I don't know if the camera people can put that car on. After I had given the reports to the FBI, I came out of a courthouse and pressed the FOB, the clicker. You know, whatever that thing is. And that's my car right there on the screen. And now, look, I'm just saying, okay, I ain't saying, because I don't know what happened. I had a car fire. It's just pretty interesting days after that. Paul, I didn't mean to dominate this segment, but we only have about 30 seconds or about 20 seconds here. In fact, we're going to go to break right now. When we come back, you're going to have the floor. But I just wanted to say, look, the FBI, CIA, they know about this. And as Al Jones said, and as you've written about, the CIA is involved, the FBI is involved. People say, oh, that's BS. Well, no, we've got the proof. Dr. Paul Williams has got the proof. Get right back in Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just rocking to the tunes. Doug Hagman sitting in hour number four for Alex Jones. Infowars, Infowars.com. Don't forget, visit Infowarsstore.com. Pick up your copy of the book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, with a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Dr. Paul L. Williams, is a co-author of that. You heard Rodney Howard Brown in studio with Alex Jones the first couple of segments. Dr. Williams is with me during this final segment here via telephone. By the way, Dr. Williams and myself, if you think we're making this up, this is is a law enforcement. This is actually dissemination restricted law enforcement. This is from the Regional Organized Crime Information Center right here. And this is dated 2006. Jamal Del Fucra and Dr. Williams and myself both heavily cited in this report. So we're not making this up. This actually did happen. And inside this report are some of the surveillance pictures that we took. Yes, there is a school bus at the, or there was at the time of the surveillance, a school bus being used for target practice and also for military style occupation of that school bus. There it is on your screen. Now, this is actually Fox News footage. Your World with Neil Cavuto. We borrowed that frame, but there it is. That school bus there, riddled with bullet holes and signs of explosions. I was on that school bus on the property. I can tell you it exists. And Paul Williams was there too. Paul, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Doug. Call me Paul, please. I'm your buddy.
All right, bro. How's that? I'll just call you bro.
Perfect. Well, we're talking about the CIA's about the fact that these people at Islamberg and the other compounds throughout the country have been funded by the CIA. And we were discussing also that at the end of their training at these boot camps that they've been set up throughout the United States, Islamic boot camps for the jihad, the would-be jihadis go to Pakistan, and from Pakistan they go into Afghanistan to fight with the Taliban. And what I discovered, Doug, with about Jelani and all of these operatives, is that they have been supported and continue to be supported by with black funds from the CIA. That their purpose in Afghanistan is to create a strategy of tension. And you just think about this. Why are they fighting with the Taliban? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's mind-boggling. And it was for me for the longest time. But what's going on is, in Afghanistan right now, we need a strategy of tension. We need to arm and enable and empower the Taliban so that we have a military presence there. Because the CIA, the entire funding for the CIA came from the heroin market. And yep. Up until this day, now the CIA is working with the Mexican cartels and developing the poppy fields around the Sonora region of Mexico. But for decades and decades and decades, our troops were there to protect the heroin fields. You see our soldiers, you can get pictures of them. You know, walking through the fields, not allowed to firebomb, not allowed to destroy any of the poppy crops, but rather to protect them. It's almost mind-boggling, but it goes down. Like all of our listeners should realize that this has been going on for decades. The importance of heroin for the CIA, because even during the Vietnam conflict, when soldiers were killed in Vietnam and their bodies were transported here, the bodies were eviscerated and stuffed with heroin and carted here. I mean, that was a front page story in the New York Times.
Sure.
This is not conspiracy. This is all fact. The Kerry Commission, who probed into the CIA, established the fact that the CIA had created banks to launder money throughout the world, drug money, and that the source of all their covert funding is heroin. I mean, this was brought out before the American people. So these paramilitary camps, when I discovered this, that when you look into the mirror and you're looking, you're trying to find the enemy. You're looking at the enemy. The enemy is us, because we created the strategy of tension in Afghanistan. The Taliban, of course, had nothing to do with 9/11. Everything that we're doing is being puppeteered. And when I discovered that, when I discovered the most radical mosque in the country, like the Al Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn.
Which you were held, you visited and you were held captive there.
Yeah.
Right?
But I also discovered, Doug, digging into it, is that this mosque receives over $2 million a year from U.S. taxpayers and funds. I mean, come on. The Gulen movement is sponsored by the CIA. All of these. So when I discovered that, And all the books that I had written before then, like Osama's Revenge, the next 9/11, everything that I had written was a lie. I had spent my life propagating a lie. I had been trained at the, I worked for William F. Buckley at the National Review. I wrote articles for him, and I was trained as a neocon. And everything that I was led to believe was a lie. That really everything that was going on was propagated by their false flag attacks, false news, manipulation. And I have been manipulated as much as probably more so than anyone in the country. And when I came to realize that, I was crushed. And that's when I met Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. I met him at an event in Washington, D.C., a patriotic event for a fireworks display, really. I wasn't there for any religious reason. But I met Rodney there, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, and I started talking to him about, you know, this government. It's not a deep state, Doug. It's even deeper than that. It's a group, a small group of international bankers and businessmen who control every bloody thing. And I talked to Rodney about that, and he said, "Well, it all started with Cecil John Rhodes in South Africa in 1877 when he formed his secret society, and the secret society were the most powerful people in London: the Rothschilds, Reginald Britt, the Balfours, the most powerful people in England formed the society, and it got transplanted here through J.P. Morgan and Carnegie and the Rockefellers, and they controlled. They could look at from. They created the Federal Reserve. They created the Council on Foreign Relations, and from the bowels of the very bowels of the Council on Foreign Relations, the inner core of that came the CIA as an excrement from the Council on Foreign Relations, but controlled by them. It's not controlled by the president. It's not controlled by the State Department. It has been controlled from the very beginning by this cartel that was created a long time ago, transplanted here, and it's really not hard to document that, and that's what we did in
I was going to say we kind of circle right back around to the killing of Uncle Sam. Your book you co-authored with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, and there it is right there. Paul, we've got about a minute left. I'm going to have to cut you loose after about a minute. Yeah, you were part of it. You were part of the neocon movement. You got red-pilled. You and I both found out that we were a bit lied to. And everything that Alex Jones is saying on InfoWars, everything that his guests are saying on InfoWars, it is absolutely true. Totally and true. They are trying to shut us up, right?
Tell Alex, you know, I pat him on the back. I've never met him, but if I did, you know, I'd embrace him. But what I'd like to say is I'm not making money on that book, and neither is Rodney Howard Brown. Every dime from that book, everybody that buys a book is supporting the River School of Government so that people can be educated in what's actually taking place within our government so that they can be elected. We're raising people so that they can enter politics, enter the political arena with sledgehammers and knock the entire system down. So everything goes to the River School of Government so that we can recruit students, train them, give them absolutely solid academic training. And nobody, it's a completely a non-profit enterprise. Nobody's making any money out of it.
Dr. Paul Williams is going to have to cut you loose. Thank you so very much for appearing with me. And Alex Jones, thank you so much for allowing this to happen. Thank you, Paul. And we'll be talking with you.
Thank you, buddy. Great to be with you. Okay.
All right. Folks, there it is. Dr. Paul Williams capping off a fantastic segment with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown and Alex Jones. There it is. From Islamberg infiltration, paramilitary training compounds, the fought was against Dr. Williams and myself, to what we're seeing today. Why do you think the censorship issue is so big? Why do you think they're trying to shut us up? Doug Hagman out for InfoWars, InfoWars.com. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.